SEL's new Norwegian Epic features three new private access complexes: the studios, the villas, and the spa staterooms. See all the new staterooms on board Norwegian Epic. Welcome to the next generation of freestyle cruising.
The way cleared by a report from the Congressional Budget Office showing the bill from Senator Max Baucus's committee comes in at the right price, is paid for, and would stop the upward spiral of health costs, in part by changing the way doctors and hospitals are paid.
Not the quantity of services rendered, but the quality of care provided. So important. This is transformative. This is game-changing.
The CBO says by lowering the cost of health care, this bill would actually bring down the federal deficit over time. Bob Fuzz, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
When it comes to taking care of their residents' health needs, some states do a better job than others. The Commonwealth Fund's Kara Davis says their annual scorecard says a handful of states are the leaders of the pack.
The top four states are Vermont, Hawaii, Iowa, and Minnesota. And they all have a long tradition of trying to address their state's health problems.
At the bottom of the list, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, and Mississippi. In Kabul, a car bomb blast has left at least 12 people dead and dozens wounded. Claiming responsibility to the Taliban said the Indian embassy was the target. CBS's Mandy Clark was nearby when the bomb went off.
I felt the shockwave and I saw the big white flash of light, and all you could hear was glass shattering on the ground.
She says bystanders rushed to her aid.
There was instant chaos. A lot of Afghans kind of ran up and tried to hide me because it was unclear what the target was. And since I'm a foreigner, their immediate concern was me, which was very touching.
Well, President Obama has another meeting on tap tomorrow as he weighs Afghanistan policy and whether he's prepared to commit thousands more troops to the fight. Let's go live to the White House and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
And Nick, CBS News has confirmed that General Stanley McChrystal has strongly recommended a 40,000 troop buildup, and he believes anything less would risk failure. The president could choose a lower number to help win Democratic congressional support. And the New York Times reports the White House is increasingly focused on targeting al-Qaeda in Pakistan. Spokesman Robert Gibbs describes a complicated.
If you look at some of what's the coverage of what's going on, there's no discussion about the complexity of the problem, the multi-layered aspects of it, and that's what we're digging into.
All on the table for the next war strategy meeting tomorrow. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Well, for some areas, the early H1N1 flu signs are good. CBS News correspondent Dave Barrett explains.
While the ramp-up for H1N1 vaccination continues,
1, 2, 3, 4.
If you live where that flu hit last spring, you might be getting a break this fall. Epidemiologists say in New York, Boston, and Philadelphia, enough people were exposed to H1N1 that they've developed an immunity to it. Today's New York Times says in some areas, the spread of the flu is slow this fall, and though it may get worse as the weather gets colder, overall, the flu situation is about what it would be without H1N1 worries, and so far, outbreaks have had little effect on school attendance. Dave Barrett, CBS News.
An ironic end to the story of a soccer mom who stirred controversy in her Pennsylvania community last year. Let's get the details live from CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan.
13 months ago in Lebanon, Pennsylvania, Melanie Haynes showed up at her 5-year-old daughter's soccer game with a loaded gun in plain sight, holstered on her hip. That got parents talking.
You don't really see someone carrying a gun outside on a children's soccer field.
I think it's our constitutional right to carry guns.
A judge revoked her carry.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. We are learning more about the Colorado-based soldiers who died in Afghanistan on Saturday.
They were attacked. The unit fought bravely. In the end, they won the day.
Major Daniel Chandler, 8 soldiers from Fort Carson were killed in the day-long battle. A 9th soldier from Fort Carson was killed yesterday. A new report by the Brookings Institution finds lengthy airline delays are twice as common now as in 1990 and then will get worse in the future. The report says more than 10% of flights now arrive at least 2 hours late. At DIA, 80% of the flights are on time. Even though we're only supposed to get a bit of rain and snow today, the National Weather Service says the jet stream could change things.
If anybody recalls from last winter, you get one little band of snow,
associated with the jet stream when it comes across, and it could be only 10 miles wide. That band of snow can lay down a pretty quick couple of inches of snow, even on the asphalt. It won't have time to melt. It'll just accumulate.
The storm should clear out just in time for another one to roll in tomorrow night. In sports, the Rockies dropped game one of their playoff series to the Phillies. The final score was 5-1. Game two is this afternoon in Philadelphia. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Pretty good speeds as you're out the door this morning. Volume is starting to build in those usual spots like southbound I-25 coming up on 84th. We're also seeing more cars on both 36 as well as on C-470 along Highlands Ranch. Outside the metro area, strong winds gusting on 76. This is east of Sterling to the Nebraska state line. Patchy fog in the Castle Rock area along I-25. And Vail Pass is where we're going to have some areas of patchy ice this morning. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The MLB Division Series continues with a triple-header on TBS. Coverage starts today at noon with Rockies-Phillies, followed by Cardinals-Dodgers and Red Sox-Angels. The MLB postseason, only on TBS.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
I know that sludge for brains like Bill Press,
you are a Nazi and a Stalinist.
We have never been just a collection of individuals or a collection of red states and blue states. We are and always will be the United States of America.
This is the Bill Press Show.
When you're responsible for reading the news to a city of millions, you need a gentle touch.
As for your greasy mouth self, that might help if you stopped eating all them fries you eat, making you look 6 months pregnant.
One of the top most listened to radio shows.
That voice of yours could be an attraction at a circus.
Are you joking? Is this a joke?
No joke. Fired up. Ready to go. Let's hear it. Fired up. Ready to go on... this Thursday, October 8th. Great to see you today. And thank you for being part of the Bill Press Express, heading out to you live coast to coast from our radio studio on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., right in the heart of the action. We're down the street from the United States Capitol building. That's where the Senate Finance Committee will be voting today or tomorrow. Hopefully get it done before the end of the week. On their health care legislation, they got the bill yesterday from the Congressional Budget Office, $829 billion. What a bargain! Health care for all Americans for 10 years, $829 billion. And at the other end of Pennsylvania Avenue, President Obama and the best and the brightest around him trying to figure out what to do about Afghanistan, wherever it's happening. We've got it covered for you and give you an opportunity to weigh in on the big issues of the day. Our toll-free number, 866-55-PRESS. Love to get those calls at 866-5577-377. And, of course, direct you to the website, as always. So many of you enjoyed our phone call with resident of Maryland, a woman from Maryland, very upset about the question of animal cruelty and the filming of that. Her conversation with the President of the United States we played for you yesterday. That's our free podcast today up at BillPressShow.com. And one more time, I remind you, Madison, Wisconsin, that's where all the fun's going to be Saturday night. Stephanie Miller and I will be there. And if you can get any opportunity to get to Madison, we encourage you to do so. Go to the website. I talked to Mike Ferris, a program operations manager, yesterday, and he said there's a huge, huge crowd coming. But there's still some tickets available at the Barrymore Theater. Go to the website at BillPressShow.com and come on down and join us. Stephanie Miller and I will be picking up where Tom DeLay left off. We will be dancing to the stars. We've been practicing the samba and the waltz. What else?
I would pay to see that. To see you do the waltz with Stephanie Miller. That would be awesome.
All right, Steph. Let's go. Let's do it. Let's show them. Peter Rogburn and Dan Henning, what do you say, guys?
Hi there. Living the dream.
Yes, indeed. And yesterday, it was Afghanistan Day at the White House. The president met with his top advisors for 3 hours in the Situation Room at the White House. At the briefing room, the president's press secretary, Robert Gibbs, was trying to reassure all of us that the president
So far in the meetings, he insisted the question of sending more troops to Afghanistan hasn't even come up yet. They're still dealing with what's the right strategy. And then he says they're going to talk about whether or not we should have more troops. I don't believe him. And here's, I tried to get that answer out of him.
Well, couldn't you conclude from that that he's already decided he's going to send more troops? It's just a matter of deciding how many.
Nobody said that in these meetings, and the president hasn't decided that.
What's the other option?
There are a whole myriad of options that are being evaluated by the national security team, and we'll do those in these meetings.
Yeah, I don't know. When I read between the lines, I think the president is just a matter of whether it's going to be 10,000 or 15,000 or 25,000, somewhere short maybe of 45,000, which McChrystal recommended, but I think definitely it's going to be more troops. Hey, we've got a double dose of Democrats here in this hour for you. We're going to be talking just a little bit later with Senator Ken Conrad from the Senate Finance Committee. But meantime, happy to be joined by a good friend of ours, a senator from Democratic Senator from New Jersey, Bob Menendez, has a new book out called Growing American Roots, Why Our Nation Will Thrive as Our Largest Majority Flourishes. Hey, Senator, got to say, with health care on your plate, with Afghanistan, with your new book out, these are pretty exciting times, huh?
They certainly are, Bill, and thanks for the opportunity to be with you again.
And, you know, exciting times for the Latino community, I mean, in terms of growing political power. We saw it in California, but also New Jersey and across the country today, correct?
We certainly have, and we've seen it also growing political power, but also growing in so many dimensions, a trillion-dollar domestic marketplace that the Latino community represents in our country.
Whoa.
Explosive growth in so much of our culture, you know, from Eva Longoria and Desperate Housewives to J-Lo to Mark Anthony to Gloria Estefan in music, to the national pastime where you can't really feel the Major League Baseball team without a significant part of your roster being Latinos.
Boy, that's true. Not to mention the Supreme Court of the United States.
Absolutely. A great historic moment for the nation, a great historic moment for the community, and a great justice on the Supreme Court in Sonia Sotomayor. And a real example of how these contributions by our community has been going on. One of the things I try to do in the book is to, you know, suggest we're just not newcomers here. As a matter of fact, the book talks a little bit about our history going back to before the country was founded. Examples like when Bernardo de Galvez, the governor of Louisiana at the time, actually helped stop the British advance on Washington during the Revolutionary War. Or Admiral David Farragut, we call Farragut Square here in Washington. He actually was a Spaniard who was one of the first admirals of the Navy fighting on behalf of the Union during the Civil War.
I wanted to say about Sonia Sotomayor, who was so great that in her first hearing on the court, she was so active and asking so many questions. And I read somewhere that she asked more questions in one day than Clarence Thomas has asked in 10 years.
Well, I mean, she has a very... I've known Justice Sotomayor for a while now. And, you know, she has a keen intellect, an inquisitive mind, and it's one of the reasons I was so proud to be one of her strong advocates here in the Senate, one of the reasons I know she'd make a great Supreme Court justice, and she's already exhibited that by, you know, her depth of intellect, her, you know, the intellectual curiosity she has, and some of the incisive questioning she's provided.
So are we going to see a Latino or Latina in the White House one of these days, Senator?
I certainly believe so, and certainly in our lifetimes, I hope. The reality is, I think Barack Obama's historic election creates, as I say, the possibility that anyone in America, you know, who has the ability and hard work, commitment, drive, and the passion for public service can achieve the highest office in the land. And so I certainly see with a growth rate that is pretty explosive, that already the largest minority in the country, you know, 15% of the population projection, and we'll see what the next census brings next year, that in fact, you know, there are great opportunities and a community that is politically maturing all of the time, as we see in your suggestion at the beginning of our conversation, all across the country, a growing number of Latino elected and appointed officials throughout the states and legislatures, as mayors of municipalities, and increasingly in the Congress.
Senator Bob Menendez, our guest here on the Bill Press Show, his new book is called Growing American Roots, Why Our Nation Will Thrive as Our Largest Minority Flourishes. Again, and there's a link on our website so you can get a copy of the book easily. Just go to BillPressShow.com. Senator, on a couple of other issues, you have a really important and tight governor's race in New Jersey, your particular race. John Corzine going to pull it off?
I certainly believe so, Bill. I'm a strong supporter of the governor. The reality is that people have begun to narrow in on their choices in this race, and they look at someone like John Corzine, who made tough choices in difficult times, positioned the state to be able to come out of this national recession quicker than other states because of his fiscal responsibility that he exhibited. A governor who has actually reduced the budget $5 billion since when he took office, and yet raised money for education, changing the priorities of the state. Versus someone who, has the desire to do a lot of things, but then doesn't suggest how he'll pay for it. Says he'll cut taxes, won't say how he'll pay for it. Says he'll have dramatic cuts in the essential services, and doesn't say how that shifts the responsibility to counties and municipalities, and the list goes on and on. So I think, and someone who held himself out to be, the first category on ethics, and then we have a whole bunch of stories that come out that are far less. So I think John Corzine is going to pull it off, and the state will be well served.
Yeah, Chris Christie does seem to have a capacity too for violating certain traffic laws and getting away with it too. I don't know how he pulled that off, but
I can't go down a one-way street, hit a pedestrian, and walk away.
Right. None of the rest of us can.
Yeah.
Right. On Afghanistan, the president had several leaders of the House and the Senate at the White House the other day to get their advice on what he should do in response to General McChrystal's request for more troops in Afghanistan. Do you think there's support for sending more troops to Afghanistan among Democrats in the Senate?
Bill, I think there's a lot of reticence to sending significantly more troops, and I think the question is clearly what's the defined mission. In my view, the mission should be focused along the Afghan-Pakistan border, where Al-Qaeda and where bin Laden are. Those were the perpetrators of September 11th. They are still the major threat to the national security of the United States. Everything else becomes a nation-building exercise. I think the UN and the rest of the world has a great responsibility there to do maybe some of that. But I think our focus for our national security has to be honed in into that specific region with all the vigor that we have.
While he is trying to make his decision on Afghanistan, of course, the president continues to lead the fight for universal health care and health care reform legislation. We got to wait for the Finance Committee to move, but once they do, Senator, how do you see it? Do you think there will be health care reform legislation this year? Do you think it'll have a public plan option in it?
I certainly am convinced we're going to get health care reform this year. I sit on the Finance Committee. We're just waiting for the Congressional Budget Office to score the final product that we produced last week. Hopefully that score comes in today. Hopefully at the very latest, maybe Tuesday, after members have had time to look at what the score is and how it bends the cost curve, we'll go ahead and move it out to the floor. Harry Reid's already having conversations with both Max Bach as the chairman of the Finance Committee, as well as Chris Dodd, who moved the original HELP Committee legislation along.
Tom Harkin,
the new chairman. And they're already working on melding a bill. And I hope it will have a public option. I'm a strong public option supporter. We just fell two votes short in the committee, which is the toughest ground for us in terms of pursuing a public option in the Finance Committee. And I think we laid a great foundation for it to either be in the melded bill or to pursue it on the floor. And I think it's critical to ultimately create real competition, bring down costs, and provide just one more option to the public as they go to that insurance exchange.
And on that, in the committee with Chuck Schumer's version of the public plan option, even two of the five Democrats who voted against Rockefeller's voted for Chuck Schumer. So there's some wiggle room there, it looks like.
Absolutely. I think that Chuck Schumer's version of it is probably the one that's going to have the greatest currency.
Mm-hmm.
And there might be some tweaks to that even, but the bottom line is we still would have a meaningful public option. You know, I certainly don't believe the co-ops provide for a real public option, and I also have real problems with the trigger suggestion. I think there are other tweaks that can be had that can bring more people on board. I think we're going to need to see it for the purposes of the House vote, and then we have, of course, the conference. So I'm still one of those who's optimistic that at the end of the day we'll have a public option version.
Senator Bob Menendez, again, our guest here on the Bill Press Show. So, Senator, one final question for you. Sam Farr, Congressman Sam Farr from California, has introduced legislation which would lift the travel restrictions to Cuba for American citizens. They'd be able to go down there and for vacation, not just to visit their families, which those restrictions have already been lifted for Cuban Americans. Is that something that you could support, a general lift of restrictions on a travel ban to Cuba?
Not at this time, Bill. I have a different view. The reality is, you know, millions of Europeans, Latin Americans, Canadians, and others visit Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
And what it does is gives the regime a lot of money, but hasn't made one iota of change in terms of democracy, human rights. There's still several hundred political prisoners languishing in Castro's jail. The most recent group, Marta Beatriz Roque, you know, a whole host of others who, Dr. Oscar Elias Besset and so many others who are languishing in jail simply because they try to create peaceful movements for civil society in their country. And so I believe in calibration. I think the administration's done a whole host of things. It would be nice to see the regime do something in terms of these basic human rights, and then we could move forward.
Hey, Senator, always good to visit with you. Congratulations again on the book, Growing American Roots. We'll try to sell some copies for you.
All right.
And
thanks
it's
so much.
Good to have you on the show, and thanks for your leadership on so many issues.
Thank you, Bill.
All right, thanks.
Have a great day.
The Bill Press Show continues.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk.
AM760.net.
Is your credit score holding you back? Are you paying more for everything just because you don't have perfect credit? Well, it's not your fault. Credit card companies are doing everything they can to keep you in debt and never let you escape. But I've got a system that can fix your credit score once and for all. And I'm going to send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system today.
My credit score is now 758. My wife and I are shouting for joy right now.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't just fix your credit score, it will permanently rebuild your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have.
Our credit score was in the low 600s and now we're at 780.
You can wipe the slate clean once and for all. Call right now and I'll rush you my free tape. For your free tape, call 1-800-514-5532. That's 1-800-514-5532. 1-800-514-5532.
Times are tough. High car repair bills are getting more expensive. Consider the fact that replacing your power steering could cost over $620. A new engine or transmission could set you back well over $3,000. Consumer's Choice Auto Care wants to give you a free, no-obligation quote, so these repair bills cost you nothing. With an extended service plan, you choose the repair shop you want, and we cut them a check directly. Get a free consultation on a solid 5-year, 100,000-mile extended vehicle service agreement, no matter how many miles are on your car. You pick your own coverage, deductible, and payment plan. You even pick your own repair shop, and we pick up the bill. For a very limited time, the first 10 callers get a 25% discount if you call now with your current mileage. For your free quote, call 800-688-7209. That's 800-688-7209. Don't wait. Protect yourself from future expensive repair bills. Call 800-688-7209. That's 800-688-7209.
AM 760, aggressive traffic.
Dealing with an early crash accident eastbound I-70 near Peoria. Several vehicles involved there. Start looking for delays around 225. Also, going to see some heavy jams southbound 25 in the normal spots in North Glen and downtown. Patchy fog along the foothills and in the Castle Rock area. Also got some ice on I-70 near Vail and Copper Mountain. Strong winds on 76 east of Sterling to the Nebraska state line. Your forecast, cloudy, windy, and cold. Light areas of rain and snow, mostly snow after 3 p.m., but little accumulation, maybe an inch or two. Look for a high around 39 degrees. Right now, 37. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
I'm Governor Ritter. Flu season is here, and with kids back in school, we expect to see more cases. It's not yet clear how severe the H1N1 flu will be, but simple things can protect you and our community. Wash your hands frequently. Cover your cough or sneeze with a tissue. Get all the recommended flu vaccinations. Have a plan in case you or your family get sick. Ask if you can work from home if necessary. Our economy is showing signs of recovery. Let's keep on track with a healthy workforce. We want no flu for you.
Don't pay thousands of dollars to get out of debt and stop creditor phone calls. Herb Kay, New York Times bestselling author of How to Get Filthy Stinking Rich, will show you how to do it for free.
Fees for debt settlement companies start at $2,000 and go up based upon how much you owe. I kid you not. You'll spend thousands of dollars trying to get out of debt. Does that make sense? I'll give you their solution absolutely free with my number one debt secrets, the how-to on stopping harassing phone calls without paying anyone. For years, I've been helping people get rich, but first, you've got to get out of debt. I have the system that will help you take charge of your life and have more money.
Herb K was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb K's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-701-5890. That's 888-701-5890. 888-701-5890.
Here, AM 760.
In my family, everyone has a different greeting card personality. My grandma loves funny cards. My daughter likes sweet cards. My son, he likes the ones that rhyme. So how perfect is it that Walmart has greeting cards starting at just 44 cents? One stop and I can stock up and get the right card for everyone for the same price as a stamp. And just in case my husband's listening, I love the romantic poem cards. Greeting cards for just 44 cents. Save money, live better. Walmart.
We're here 24 hours a day. It's private. If you take the cordless phone into your bedroom and shut the door, you can get a reading that is confidential and intimate because you're not face-to-face. I'm Marin with California Psychics. You can call up to keep that privacy, and we respect that privacy.
Over 500,000 people have connected with California Psychics on the phone because it offers them convenience, availability, privacy, and confidentiality. And they realize that you don't have to have a face-to-face reading to benefit from our psychics' insightfulness and honesty. Plus, California Psychics makes this promise. If your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com.
We're always there. Spur the moment.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com for a phenomenal phone reading. That's 1-800-PREDICT. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Al-Qaeda, not yes. Afghanistan. And so if our yes. principal enemy is Al-Qaeda, we can't lose in Afghanistan, but we can't win without dealing with Al-Qaeda in Pakistan.
And maybe even though he's not part of the administration, he is being heard. The New York Times reports this morning that, and they're quoting a senior administration official who briefed them yesterday anonymously, that the administration is about to officially shift our policy in Afghanistan and Pakistan from going after the Taliban to going after Al-Qaeda wherever they happen to be in Pakistan or in Afghanistan, preventing them maybe from getting back into Afghanistan, a shift on a more an anti-terrorist approach rather than an occupation approach. That's what Wesley Clark was saying. I think it makes sense. We'll go back to health care next. Member, second-ranking Democrat on Senate Finance Committee, Senator Ken Conrad, right here next.
This is the Bill Press Show. 100 years of engineering excellence is right on time. It's GMC Truck Month. Get into the Sierra 1500 SLT with an available 403 horsepower 6.2 liter V8. It's the most powerful half-ton V8 in its class. Plus, it comes with the safety and security of OnStar, standard for 1 year. And now get great financing offers, like 0% APR for 60 months for qualified buyers on all 09 Sierras, or $6,000 total cash back on 09 Sierra 1500 extended and crew cab vehicles that have been in stock the longest. Step up to the best. It's GMC Truck Month. See your GMC dealer today. Based on 2009 GM large pickup segment, excludes other GM vehicles. Visit OnStar.com for details and system limitations. Cashback only on 20% of vehicles available to dealer as of 9/21/09. Monthly payment is $16.67 for every $1,000 you finance. Example down payment 8.3%. Some customers will not qualify. Not available with some other offers. Take delivery by 11/2/09. See dealer for details.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Multi-vehicle accident eastbound I-70 near Peoria. That's causing some stop-and-go jams back around 225. Also, westbound 34, close east of Greeley due to a vehicle fire. Detours are in place. Seeing heavier jams eastbound 270 into downtown there after 76. Also, on westbound 76 at 74th Avenue. Your forecast, chance of snow in areas of drizzle in the morning, then snow likely in the afternoon. Accumulation, 1 to 2 inches, mainly in the grassy areas. Highs in the upper 30s right now, 37 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760. Colorado's Progressive Talk.
October is National Donut Month, and that means a whole month of eating donuts guilt-free. To help you do it, King Soopers offers more than 50 varieties of donuts made fresh every day. Pick some up on your way to work and bask in the love of your coworkers. Celebrate National Donut Month with King Soopers.
Hi, this is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Is your computer running slowly? Does it take more than 3 seconds for your email to load? Are you getting pop-ups? How about spam? Well, if you're experiencing any of these symptoms, your computer and your privacy are at risk. Because these are the telltale signs of a virus. It'll only get worse until you act. Get a free diagnosis at mycleanpc.com and optimize your PC.
I got the free diagnosis, and now my computer is lightning fast.
My computer never crashes anymore.
Talk about optimization. My computer isn't even this fast at work.
MyCleanPC.com will remove spyware, viruses, and virus-infected emails, all while optimizing your PC performance. It's all-in-one protection, and it's been raved about by USA Today and Computer World. The diagnosis is free. Just log on to MyCleanPC.com. Even if you have antivirus software, your computer could still be infected. Find out instantly with a free comprehensive diagnosis at MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slowly or you're still getting pop-ups, you need to get your free diagnosis from MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
Right now, making smart decisions for your home improvements are more important than ever. And at The Lumber Guy, you'll save 40 to 70% every day over the big box stores. The Lumber Guy is a fix and flipper's dream. And the weekend warriors will be saying, "My other girl is The Lumber Guy." The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
When your child has autism, there are many questions and few answers. That's why families across the country are going online to give researchers the insight only they can provide. Join the IAN Project at IANproject.org.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Is the Bill Press Show. Here you go, 33 minutes after the hour on Thursday, October 8, 2009. It is the Bill Press Show, coming to you live coast to coast from our little radio factory right here on Capitol Hill, Washington, D.C., where the other shoe dropped yesterday on health care reform. The Congressional Budget Office reporting that the Senate Finance Committee bill will total out to $829 billion over the next 10 years, and
save $80 billion off the federal deficit. That's the news the Senate Finance Committee has been waiting for before scheduling that legislation to a vote. They're on the Senate Finance Committee alongside of Chairman Max Baucus, a good friend, chair of the Senate Budget Committee, Kent Conrad from North Dakota. Hey, Senator, thanks for coming back on us this morning.
You bet. Good to be with you, Bill.
So tell us why $829 billion is good news. It sounds like a lot of money to me and to most people.
It is. It's a lot of money. But this is good news in the sense that it's fully paid for, according to the Congressional Budget Office. And even more than being fully paid for and actually reducing the deficit, because the offsets are more than the costs. It reduces the deficit by $81 billion over the next 10 years, but in the second 10 years, it reduces health care expenditure by $650 billion to $1.3 trillion, according to the CBO. And, of course, in many ways, that's the most important news. That tells us we're bending the cost curve in health care in the right way.
How are those, by the way, and the $829 billion, I think I say that, I want to be sure our listeners understand, it's over the next 10 years. It's not
right.
Like 1 year.
One other thing we should say, Bill,
yeah,
is a lot of people conclude from that we're increasing spending by $829 billion. And that really isn't the case. There is a lot of spending that's already scheduled that is being, in effect, reallocated. So there are savings from Medicare providers that will be used to help finance the package. And those Medicare providers have been negotiating those reductions, and they've been doing it because they know with 30 million additional people covered, they're going to get a lot of additional business. So I know there's been a lot of fear by people, well, this is going to cut Medicare beneficiaries. There's no cut to Medicare beneficiaries here. There are savings, a reduction in the growth to Medicare providers that they've negotiated in anticipation of getting substantial expansion of business because more people are covered.
Now that you have this price tag from the Congressional Budget Office, when will the vote occur in the Finance Committee? Today? Tomorrow?
Well, it will not occur today. The chairman made clear that he was going to give everybody adequate time to review this score, to make a decision on how they'll vote.
You don't think they've had enough time already?
Well, they just got the score yesterday afternoon, and he's said that people will have plenty of time. Now, I don't know. We know for sure it won't be today.
Could be tomorrow.
It could be, and it might wait. As you know, there's a holiday on Monday, so it may be held over until Tuesday.
All right, so you guys, you know each other pretty well. You've talked a lot about this. Are we going to get any Republican votes? Is Olympia Snowe going to vote for it?
I don't know. I talked to her yesterday, and she's holding her counsel, and I certainly understand that. This is a consequential vote. She's had a big role in helping to fashion this package, as have the other Republicans who were involved in this group of six effort over many months. At the end, they didn't feel they could support the package for various reasons, but this has been something that's been put together over a very extended period of time, and lots of people have had input.
All right, so, Senator, you guys have put a lot of work into this, and you come up with a pretty good bill. Here's my question. You know where I'm coming from on this. Ed Schultz and I, and I think most of our listeners think, you know, we'd be all for your bill, but there's no public plan option in it. That's what the president wants. That's what the people need. Why not?
You know, because there aren't the votes for it.
But if it's the right thing to do, why not put it in there and then hammer for the votes?
First of all, the devil's in the details. And most of the public option proposals have been tied to Medicare levels of reimbursement. That's something I could never support because I represent North Dakota.
Okay, how about Chuck Schumer's plan, which is Medicare plus 5%?
His plan is dramatically better. than what came out of the House, dramatically better than the Rockefeller Amendment, which was also tied to Medicare levels of reimbursement. And I probably should complete the thought. Why is that so unacceptable, tied to Medicare levels of reimbursement? The reason is, in many of our states, not in New York, not in California, but in my state, we get half as much to treat the same patients as New York does, as California does. And so if all of reimbursement is tied to Medicare levels,
right,
most of our hospitals go broke.
Okay, so let's come back to Schumer. You say it's dramatically better, but you voted against it.
Yeah, absolutely did, because, you know, my responsibility is to get results for the people that I represent. If you were going to have a package out of the Senate that has public option, even if it's Schumer, then you go to conference with the House that has public option tied to Medicare levels of reimbursement, I got a pretty good idea what would happen, and it would be very adverse to my state's interest. That's the number one point. Number two is I personally don't believe that public option with government being the one that runs the plan as being the best option. As I look around the world and see what systems work the best, there are systems that have employer-based coverage. Employees put in, employers put in. Government has a significant role. They put in for the people who can't otherwise afford it, and they regulate the insurance market to prevent the abuses that we have seen that are so widespread here.
But, Senator, isn't the public plan option, in effect, just taking Medicare, which works and provides protection for millions and millions of Americans, and making that available to people who are under 65? It's not the government doctors running the program. It's just a government-sponsored public plan.
Well, you know, what I have proposed is trying to capture the best of both. That is, the cooperative plan, where members would control the plan rather than the government controlling the plan, would provide a not-for-profit competitor to the for-profit insurance companies. And again, if you look around the world, the systems that work, the systems that have the best results in terms of healthcare outcomes, the lowest cost, and have universal coverage, are not government-run systems. In Germany, in France, in Japan, in Switzerland, those are all systems where you do have not government-run systems. There's significant government involvement, but they're not government-run plans.
Senator Ken Conrad, chair of the Budget Committee, and, of course, ranking member, or well, I would say, no, senior member, if you will, of the Senate Finance Committee here on the Bill Press Show. But, Senator, wouldn't you have to admit at this point that your co-op idea never got off the ground? I mean, it sort of bombed, didn't it? I mean, let's just be honest here.
Well, it's in the bill.
I know, but
it's in the bill, so I'd say it's advancing.
You think it's still alive?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's alive. I think it's alive because, again, if you seriously, and I'd urge people, you know, T.R. Reid, the respected reporter, has written a book, The Healing of America. If you read that book and you look around the world at what systems work the best, it just jumps out at you. It really does. And
right,
they're not government-run systems. There's a significant government involvement, but the government's not running it.
I just don't get that. Again, you said that a couple of times. When you look at Medicare, it works. Medicaid works. The VA hospitals work. Those are, quote-unquote, government-run programs.
Bill, let me ask you this. Does the Indian Health Service work?
I have no experience with the Indian.
It's an unmitigated disaster.
But certainly Medicare is 10 times bigger than the Indian Health Service.
It is. Medicare.
And Medicare works.
Medicare is going to be broke in 8 years. Medicare is cash negative today. So, you know,
Senator, does it provide health care to millions and millions of American seniors?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And is it going to be broke in 8 years? And then what will happen?
Well, then we fix it. Do you know how we fix it? Through some of the savings in your bill, I would argue. Well, let me get to this. So what I hear you're saying is, if there's a bill on the floor of the House and it's up to Harry Reid what's in it and what's not, on the floor of the Senate, I'm sorry, and it's the Chuck Schumer version of the public plan option, which you admit is better than the Rockefeller version, I hear you say you would still vote against it.
Just as I did.
On the floor, you would vote against health care reform with the Schumer public plan option in it.
They would give me no choice because it would be very clear to me where the whole thing was headed. And it would be headed for public option tied to Medicare levels of reimbursement. Because, you know, look, I know where the House is. I know where the weight of the opinion is of those who support public option. Look, CBO has told us, Bill, the only way you get significant savings with public option is if it is tied to Medicare levels of reimbursement. Again, my state gets the second lowest level of reimbursement under Medicare. It does not cover the costs. And so if that is imposed across the country, it will be a disaster for the people I represent.
All right, Senator, we will keep hope alive here. Thanks so much
and
for your
Bill,
time. Yes.
At the end of the day, well, we got to keep, you know, what's happened here is we've gotten into a bit of a sideshow. Public option versus co-op, those are relatively insignificant. I know people think it's the big deal. It's not the big deal. The big deal is reforming the market, reforming delivery systems, all of the other reforms that are in this legislation that's going to cover many more people, keep costs under control, and improve quality.
Right.
We
got to
keep our eye on the ball about what's really important.
All right, you got it. Senator Ken Conrad, thanks for your time this morning.
Always good.
All right, talk to you again soon. I think the other part of the main plan is competition. Competition.
The official morning show of the Obama generation.
The Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
In this ever-changing world, Ility is essential. Ility creates versatility and respectability. But where do you get Ility? With an MBA earned from DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management, Ility is easy to find. The credibility you expect, the flexibility you need, and the ability to balance work, school, and life. Attend classes online or at our 85-plus locations nationwide. Learn more at keller.edu. Keller, your professional edge for 35 years.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Give remote users secured access to network resources.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda SSL VPN is an integrated hardware and software solution enabling secure, clientless remote access to internal network resources from any web browser
on a PC, Mac, or smartphone.
With no software to install, no per-user fees, and a quick installation, the Barracuda SSL VPN empowers your staff with valuable network resources
from anywhere.
Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit.
888-ANTI-SPAM.
Or visit Barracuda.com.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Got a situation eastbound I-70, a crash, several vehicles involved near Peoria. Now the stop-and-go jams begin back around Monaco. Also a new crash westbound 76 at 88th Avenue. And further to the north, westbound 34 shut down east of Greeley due to a vehicle fire. Detours are in place. Look out, there's a lot of fog and drizzle out there this morning as well. Your forecast, cloudy, windy, and cold. Light areas of rain and snow, mostly snow after 3 p.m., but little accumulation. Look for a high around 39, right now 37 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Right now, you can use your Home Depot consumer credit card for special deferred financing store-wide on things like Stainmaster carpet in over 100 styles now at new, lower prices. There's never been a better time to update your floors from the kids' rooms to the living room and enjoy a little extra wiggle room to pay for thanks to special deferred financing store-wide. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through October 14th, U.S. only. See store for details.
The following statements are documented responses from Ovation Cell Therapy clients in an online customer survey.
Your product is the greatest I have ever used. I'm so glad I tried it. My hair was incredibly thin and dull before Ovation. Now it's like a new head of hair. Thicker, shinier, and even the color has improved. People keep asking me if I dyed my hair. Thanks for a great product.
I was skeptical about the success stories from Ovation customers, but I'm not anymore. Not only did my hair grow faster, the Ovation system made my hair softer, and I
experience less breakage.
These survey responses are from people just like you, sharing their Ovation experiences of thicker, fuller, stronger, and longer hair. Improve the health of your hair with Ovation Cell Therapy. Log on to OvationHair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for a special introductory discount. That's OvationHair.com. And remember to enter AM760 for your special discount. OvationHair.com.
Ovation is so good, it's guaranteed.
Here, AM.
If you've been looking for Pandora jewelry, look no further. Now it's at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared!
The incredible variety of Pandora charms allows you to create a bracelet that is a very personal history of your unforgettable moments. And Jared has an outstanding Pandora selection.
It can only be Jared!
Visit Jared on October 9th and 10th and get a Susan G. Komen for the Cure tote bag free with each $150 Pandora purchase. Available at most locations.
Well, you know, Kent Conrad made my blood boil. Again, here's a small state Democrat who's voting against what 70 or 75% of the people in the United States want, which is a public option.
Yeah.
And if you're going to vote against it, those Democrats are going to bring down health care reform in this country.
Well, I don't think he's going to win. I think he's going to lose that argument. But, you know, Eric, maybe it's a point I should have made that senators, they are elected from a state, right? But they represent the country. They represent all Americans, right? Not just the people of Delaware or North Carolina or North Dakota.
He keeps saying that he said that the public option was an insignificant part of the bill. He's echoing the Republican talking points. I mean, I just don't understand these small state Democrats. They really, I mean, they're not representing anybody. They're representing the health insurance companies and big business and hospitals and things like that.
And you know what? They got a lot of power. They got a lot of power. I mean, that's the problem with the Senate. They've got as much power from the small states as the senators from the big states do. Thanks, Eric. Jay's out in Detroit, Michigan.
Yeah,
hi, Jay. Jay.
Know, Ken Conrad better remember, because we're going to remember when it's come time for reelection, we're going to put up a progressive Democrat against him. And because the previous caller is absolutely right. Small states like that are... There are fewer people in his entire state than there are in one county that seats the city of Detroit. And there are as many people in his state who are completely and utterly uninsured or are working two or three jobs and just can't get any health insurance or locked out for pre-existing conditions. He is a roadblock, and he's going to need money for reelection. He keeps claiming he's trying to support the people from his state. Really, he's just... You know, he's a Republican.
Yeah, I wouldn't go that far. You know, he's good. That's the thing about Ken Conrad. He's, and Ed Schultz and I have talked about this. Of course, Ed's from North Dakota. He's good on almost every other issue. I just think on this one, he's wrong. And I must admit, I've heard him say before it's going to shut down every hospital in North Dakota. I don't believe that. I haven't done the independent research. But look, the Chuck Schumer version of the public plan option, which he admitted is better, come on, vote for it. Corey's calling from Chicago. Hi, Corey. Corey, you there? All right, I guess not. How about up in Boston? Steve?
Morning, Bill.
Hey.
You know, Kent Conrad just sat there and told two bold-faced lies one after another. T.R. Reid wrote a book. T.R. Reid went all over the world and examined the medical care systems in every country in this world. T.R. Reid is in favor of single payer. He has found that the health care systems in Japan and France and Germany and England and Canada are 3 times better than the system that's in this country. He told a bold-faced lie about what T.R. Reid supports in his book.
Oh, I haven't. I must admit, I haven't read the book. I'm glad to hear that. You know, the idea that, again, I keep coming back to Medicare. You got to admit, Medicare does work. The idea that a government-run system is not going to work has been proven wrong in this country. Thanks, Steve. Just got to run along here quickly to Matt in Traverse City, Michigan. Hey, Matt.
Yeah, hi, Bill. I listen to Senator Conrad. It makes me so mad. I'm having a hard time driving in a straight line. But I kind of calmed down a little bit. First of all, he wants the entire nation just to bend over to the will of North Dakota. Well, first of all, he just said he's a U.S. senator. He's not just a senator in North Dakota. And what the hell is North Dakota anyway? But another thing, I think you ought to do some investigation into him. He brought up that, you know, Indian health plan. I'm sure there's some other causes involved in that that have nothing to do with the fact that it's government financed. And that was the most lame example I've ever heard of.
Well,
and
yeah,
he goes on about these scary things about the government. He sounds just like another Republican. It's horrible listening to him.
Well, certainly compared to Medicare, Medicaid, the VA, the Indian healthcare plan, and I will do a little research on it after the show, is minuscule and should not be used as an excuse for blocking healthcare reform. All right, I'll be back with today's parting shot.
The pulse of pop culture and politics.
The pulse.
The Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
The phone calls, the letters, the emails, and worse, the visit. Stop being harassed by the IRS and put an end to your tax problem now. AmeriValue Tax Relief's expert team of tax consultants can help you stop a levy and seizure, end wage garnishments, release a lien, and become completely tax debt free. At AmeriValue Tax Relief, we understand that IRS problems have the potential to devastate every aspect of your life if you let them. Now is the time to act. If you owe $10,000 or more in tax debt, call AmeriValue Tax Relief now for a no-obligation free consultation. Call 800-467-7500. It's just too important to trust your tax problems to anyone else. Take back your life with AmeriValue Tax Relief. Call 800-467-7500. That's 800-467-7500. Call now.
Does joint pain get in the way of your day? Does pain keep you from doing things you enjoy? If you have hip or knee pain, the pain you feel may be caused by arthritis. A clinical research study is evaluating an investigational drug to see if it can help reduce hip or knee pain from arthritis. You may qualify if you're at least 18, have hip or knee pain, and take medications like Aleve, naproxen, or Celebrex for your arthritis. Other criteria may apply. As a qualified participant, you will see a study doctor to discuss your pain. All study-related care is included, and no insurance is required. Consider volunteering today. Call 1-877-500-4617. That's 1-877-500-4617. 1-877-500-4617. Or visit paintrial.com.
Where'd I put my car keys? What? That meeting was today? Why can't I find anything? Sound familiar to you? You've heard of Focus Factor, and you've always wanted to try it. Now's your chance. Try Focus Factor now for free. That's right. Now you can get an entire bottle of Focus Factor, that's 60 tablets of $40 value, free. Focus Factor is the number one selling brain support supplement in America that supports memory, focus, and concentration. Over 4 million bottles have been sold across the country. When people try Focus Factor, they buy Focus Factor. And now you can try it free. Call now and we'll send you a free 60-tablet bottle of Focus Factor. Pay only $4.95 for shipping and processing. Limit one bottle per household. Focus Factor, the number one selling brain support supplement in America. When you think of memory, focus, and concentration, think Focus Factor. Call now for your free 60-tablet bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-230-4029. That's 800-230-4029. 800-230-4029.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
The Parting Shot with Bill Press. This is the Bill Press Show.
Hey, and on this Thursday, October 8th, my parting shot for today. At the White House, a lot of meetings these days on Afghanistan. On Tuesday, the president met with congressional leaders for an hour and a half. On Wednesday, he met with his top advisors again for 3 hours, and he'll sit down with the same group for another 3 hours tomorrow. Now, I think it's great that President Obama is taking so much time before announcing whether or not he's going to send more troops to Afghanistan, but I have a sinking feeling he's already made up his mind. Fact, the White House has announced the president has ruled out withdrawing all troops from Afghanistan. Fact, President Obama told congressional leaders he's already ruled out significantly reducing troop levels, and he told them he's also ruled out shifting our mission in Afghanistan into one of just hunting down terrorists. What does that tell you? It tells me he's already made up his mind to send more troops. With all these meetings and all this talk, the only question left on the table, if you ask me, is not will we send more troops, but how many? 15,000? 25,000, 45,000? God, I hope I'm wrong, but I'd be willing to bet that I'm right. That's my parting shot for today, folks. Well, more meetings on Afghanistan today at the White House. We'll see how that works out. And you know what? Tomorrow is Leif Erikson Day. Did you know that? So go out and hug a Norwegian. We'll see you on the radio again tomorrow.
This is the Bill Press.
Right now, you can use your Home Depot consumer credit card for special deferred financing store-wide on things like Stainmaster carpet in over 100 styles now with new, lower prices. There's never been a better time to update your floors from the kids' rooms to the living room and enjoy a little extra wiggle room to pay for it, thanks to special deferred financing store-wide. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through October 14th, U.S. only. See store for details.
It's Chevy Truck Month with full-size deals on full-size trucks, like 0% APR for qualified buyers on 2009 Silverados. See your local Chevy dealer. Length of contract limited, not available with other offers. Take delivery by November 2nd, 2009.
Face it, we all just want our vehicles to work. At Cottman Transmission, we deliver superior service to get your vehicle back on the road. We also deliver convenience, including pickup and drop-off. If you need us, we're here. Call 303-761-8841 or go to CottmanDenver.com.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. Those chain store cash registers were a little bit busier in September, and the government is reporting a drop in new unemployment claims. To the mall first, where some companies that are reporting monthly sales totals managed to beat expectations. Walgreens posted a 5% gain. The Limited had its first up month in 2 years. Industry analyst Ken Perkins says the improvement is welcome, but money and credit are still tight, and that's not good for the stores.
There just are not a lot of sources of discretionary funds here for consumers to spend, so continued sluggishness for the retailers going forward.
A report from the Labor Department within the past 30 minutes put the number of workers filing new claims for unemployment benefits at 521,000. That's a nine-month low and down 33,000 from last week. Economist Joel Naroff.
The problems are not as great as they had been, and we're beginning to see some firming in the labor market itself.
In Detroit, a chance to get some free money caused some big trouble. Live to CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan. What happened?
Well, it was pushing and shoving, scuffles and fainting.
This is bad right here.
What we need everybody to do is to calm down.
Thousands swarmed the city's Cobo Center.
I came down here with so many people, I was like, oh my God.
It was free stimulus money intended for only 3,500 newly or soon to be homeless.
They don't know what to do now. Everybody is going haywire now.
A city official called it a scary sign of the times. Frank?
A favorable report from the Congressional Budget Office could give the Senate Finance Committee's version of health care reform the push it needs to get to the full Senate. But CBS's Nancy Cordes tells us that bill still has its critics.
Republicans argue that whether this bill is fully paid for or not, $829 billion is too much money to spend on anything. Furthermore, they say the way the money is raised amounts to taxes on Americans, taxes on businesses, and cuts to Medicare.
This year's Nobel Prize in Literature goes to the German writer Herta Mueller. Columbia University comparative literature professor Andreas Hiesen says Mueller harnessed the power of poetry in poem and prose.
She has an extraordinary power of language. The language sort of uses very poetic, often surrealist imagery, which makes for beautiful reading.
Some of Mueller's best writing deals with the life that she led in her native Romania under the Ceausescu dictatorship. A car bombing near the Indian embassy in Kabul, Afghanistan, has killed at least 17 people and wounded dozens more. CBS's Mandy Clark just happened to be walking a short distance from the blast site.
It felt like a giant vibration through my entire body. I was shaking afterwards, possibly because of fear, because it was quite surprising, but also just by the level of the force of the bomb.
The Taliban claimed responsibility for the attack. S&P futures are up more than 10 points. Just ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street. This is CBS News.
Food for thought from farmers. No one wants to think about all the things that can go wrong. But at Farmers Insurance, that's what we've been doing for the last 80 years. So today, our disaster response team watches weather patterns and developing storms so we can be first on the scene to lend a hand, a strong back, or even just a shoulder. To find an agent near you, visit Farmers.com today for auto, home, small business, and life insurance. And be ready for tomorrow.
When you're protected by Identity Guard, you'll develop a deep sense of liberation.
I will boldly bid on cheese sculptures at online auctions.
Identity Guard scans everything from credit bureaus to shady internet sites. And should the unthinkable occur, you can count on our $1 million loss insurance.
I am going to turn more online total strangers into my closest online best friends.
Live a more streaming life with Identity Guard. Call 877-ID-GUARD now or visit identityguard.com.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. New information this morning on the investigation involving Najee Bouazizi may help explain why investigators have been unable to find bomb-making materials to tie to Zazi. Two federal officials speaking on condition of anonymity tell Associated Press that investigators now think Zazi was instructing his associates what to buy and how to make explosives. Federal prosecutors believe Zazi cooked up the acetone peroxide mix at a hotel in Aurora to get it just right. Feds are checking cell phone audio and emails captured in surveillance of Zazi. They say he may have been sending the recipe while driving to New York for a September 11th attack. A number of state offices will be closed tomorrow for the second of four furlough days. Governor Bill Ritter ordered the unpaid days off earlier this year to save $13.5 million in the face of a big budget shortfall. The State Unemployment Benefits Office, state nursing homes and hospitals, and state courts are among the facilities that will still be open. In sports, the Rockies dropped Game 1 of their playoff series with the Phillies yesterday. The final score was 5-1. Game 2 is this afternoon in Philadelphia. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, we've got some trouble spots as you're out and about right now. This is due to a multi-vehicle accident. This is eastbound I-70 that occurred right around Peoria. There's also crashes in the backups. We're seeing single-digit speeds starting all the way back towards Colorado. Now, on the westbound side, it's going to be a little bit sluggish as everybody turns their head to check it out. Then we're going to see slowdowns in those usual spots like southbound I-25 as you're coming in from Thornton and Northland. Looks like southbound 2 1/4 are also struggling just after that Parker curve up towards I-25. Now on the northbound side, you're going to be approaching Parker Road up past Mississippi. Speeds are going to be in the 20s and 30s through there. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a chilly gray day with a high in the mid to upper 30s. There's a good chance of seeing some afternoon snowfall, although it's not going to be very much, with a total accumulation of less than an inch, and mostly on those grassy areas. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The Better Business Bureau invites you to hear Holly Petraeus, wife of General Petraeus, share her stories about business scams aimed at military families at the BBB Torch Awards Luncheon, a once-in-a-lifetime event on October 15th. Go to denver.bbb.org for tickets and information.
Right now, you can use your Home Depot consumer credit card for special deferred financing store-wide on things like Stainmaster carpet in over 100 styles now with new, lower prices. There's never been a better time to update your floors from the kids' rooms to the living room. And enjoy a little extra wiggle room to pay for, thanks to special deferred financing store-wide. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through October 14th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Really progressing.
We progress it.
Love your show.
Love your show, Jay.
Yeah, I love it too, Jay.
I just love it.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Stay in bed if you can. Really, stay in bed. It's like freezing and sleeting. And I'm whining.
Yeah, nice start to the show, Dave.
You can listen to me whine in bed. Just pull the covers over your head. Man, it is cold out there. It's going to be cold. It's going to be gray. And it's going to last you the rest of your life. You know what movie that is?
Not off the top of my head, no.
Groundhog Day.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
One of the great movies. Oh, man, I love that movie. We got a great show for you today at 7:20. We're going to be joined by Tom Frank, the author of What's the Matter with Kansas. He's got a new column in the Wall Street Journal. about the healthcare fight. Then at 8, author Rich Benjamin, his new book, Searching for Whitetopia, An Improbable Journey to the Heart of White America. He's an African-American writer who spent a couple years living in some of the whitest and most conservative parts of the country. And he's going to be on with us at 8. We'll probably take some calls, so we're going to be delving into the state of race relations in America. Always an interesting topic. A ton of news out there that I want to get to just as soon as we can. I want to go over some really troubling statements from Democrats on the Afghanistan war. Also some good news here in Colorado about Mayor Howdy Doody and the package of incentives that he's put forward for Frontier Airlines. So let's get right to it in our news update.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
We'll start with health care. The health care bill yesterday was given a good report by the Congressional Budget Office. Max Baucus's bill out of the Senate Finance Committee. The Congressional Budget Office said it will only cost $829 billion over 10 years and actually reduce the deficit by $81 billion. Of course, the next question that you should ask is, that's about 1/20th the size of the $18 trillion in taxpayer handouts we're giving to the financial industry. So you might start asking, well, why don't we make the health care bill a little bit more robust? Right, all the arguments about how we can't afford this should be out the window now with this new report. To Afghanistan, one of the big stories I want to get to right now. Washington Post, the headline is, Army officers criticize rebuke of General McChrystal. Army officers gathered at a convention in Washington this week, said senior White House officials should not have rebuked General McChrystal for saying publicly that a scaled-back war effort would not succeed. Now, none of these officers are quoted on the record. And so there really seems to be no respect right now for the basic chain of command and really the constitutional prerogatives of the new administration and the new president and the new Congress. And we're going to get to the congressional question in a second. But this piece is all filled with officers basically ragging on their commander-in-chief for not rubber-stamping McChrystal's demands. And they're trying to frame it as, well, the administration doesn't want input from commanders on the ground. It's the old nonsensical, polarized BS argument. When, in fact, what's really going on is the administration said, look, if you've got advice, if you've got input, give it to us in an unvarnished way. But going out there and publicly campaigning for it doesn't help anything. Now, to the Congress part of this debate, and this is really important here. We're seeing a couple statements from Democrats now, leading Democrats in the Congress, seeming to shirk their constitutional responsibilities. I have a blog post up about this at openleft.com. But Glenn Greenwald of Salon, who we're going to have on tomorrow, has a fantastic post up about, called The Suffocatingly Narrow Afghanistan Debate. He's got that over at Salon. And he points out first that the media says that the White House is exploring all options to deal with Afghanistan. And yet the president then yesterday gave a speech saying, well, the one option he's not thinking about is any kind of drawdown, which, of course, is the one option that most Americans favor in some form. So he's not actually looking at all options. And the one option that's off the table is exactly what Americans want. But here's what's really scary. Obama yesterday met with 30 members of Congress from both parties to discuss the possibilities for Afghanistan. And according to the New York Times, quote, some Democrats said they would support whatever he decided. Harry Reid's here's his quote. The one thing I thought was interesting was that everyone, Democrats and Republicans, said whatever decision the president makes, we'll support it, basically, said Reid. This follows an earlier comment by Jan Schakowsky, the Illinois progressive congresswoman, who was talking about funding the earlier war supplemental bill. In about 3 months ago, there was a New York Times story. It said, in the end, 19 House Democrats backed the war supplemental bill, who had opposed it the first time, although some cited loyalty, not agreement with Obama's plans, as their reason. Quote, I want to support my president, said Congresswoman Schakowsky, who changed her no vote to a yes. Now, here's my problem with this. The Congress has a responsibility to make foreign and military policy with the president. And in fact, it has independent responsibilities. Article 1, Section 8 gives the Congress the responsibility of declaring war. Clearly, there's a war going on in Afghanistan, and the Congress is not exercising its responsibilities. You have a Article 1, Section 9. Congress has the responsibility to fund or defund wars. Congress people saying that all we're going to do is just simply trust the president, they are evading their responsibilities when they say that. Their responsibilities of oversight and independent input. Now, I have less of a problem if they ultimately look at the situation and decide to back the president. But as a rationale, we'll do whatever the president wants. That is trampling the U.S. Constitution. That is making a mockery of the U.S. Constitution. The Constitution, the founders, didn't say Congress has a choice. It didn't say Congress can just defer if it feels like it. No, it says Congress's responsibility is to make, or at least have an independent role in helping make, war policy. And you've got declarations now from leading Congress people saying, oh, our role is just to we'll do whatever the president wants. That's exactly what the Constitution says should not happen. It's set up an equal and independent branch of government. So you got a lot of real constitutional questions going on surrounding the Afghanistan debate. The military questioning the prerogatives of both the president and the Congress. And now you've got the Congress deferring its power to the president. It begs the question, why even have a Congress? Why spend, I forget what the budget of the Congress is, it's just to run the Congress. Why spend that money to run the place if they're just going to be a rubber stamp? More healthcare news. Liberals told House Democrats that they have nearly enough votes to pass the preferred version, their preferred version of the health insurance reform package, the public option, so that's moving forward in a good way. Democrats are seizing on a Republican press release yesterday that we talked about that said Speaker Nancy Pelosi should be, quote, put in her place, to paint Republicans as out of touch with women and sexist. That's a story from the Hill newspaper. Also in the Hill, environmentalists are growing concerned that Congress may be willing to risk the coasts in order to save the planet. Some expressed fears this week that Democrats may give in on offshore drilling in order to increase the prospects for a contentious climate change bill designed to curb the threat of global warming. That's a little bit strange, right? We're going to curb the threat of global warming, but we're going to allow expanded drilling for global warming-inducing petroleum. This Al Franken amendment. Did you hear about this yesterday? This is absolutely insane. Al Franken offered an amendment on the floor of the Senate yesterday that would punish military contractors if they, quote, restrict their employees from taking workplace sexual assault, battery, and discrimination cases to court. This follows a Halliburton situation where a Halliburton employee was gang raped. And the company did its best to try to prevent her from taking the issue to court in a civil case. So Franken's amendment simply said, well, you know, if a corporation tries to bully rape victims and say they can't even exercise their rights in court, they're not going to get military contractors. But here's the craziest part. 30 Republican senators voted against this amendment. 30 Republican senators on record officially now as pro-rape. I mean, I don't know what's next. They're going to get a Republican congressional resolution congratulating Roman Polanski? Is that the next thing? I mean, how do you vote against this? How do you vote against cutting off money, federal money, to contractors that effectively endorse rape or try to basically suppress rape victims from taking their, what happened to them, the crimes, to court? It's unbelievable. One last piece of national news. Apple Computers is pulling out of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce because the organization's strident criticism of plans to reduce U.S. greenhouse gas emissions. Apple's the latest company to pull out of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. So that's really, really fantastic news. To some local news, real quick. Jane Norton raises over $500,000 in 16 days trying to win the Republican nomination for the U.S. Senate seat here in Colorado for 2010. Denver Post reports lawmakers struggle to balance the state budget, a wide spectrum of civic groups are quietly meeting to try to find long-term fiscal solutions, which could include ballot measures in 2011 that reform or even repeal parts of the taxpayer Bill of Rights. Denver Post also reports Coloradans appear to be getting the message that it will cost them if they don't register their vehicles on time. Owners paid less in late fees in August than in the previous 2 months, according to the State Department of Revenue. Stay on top of that. The state is desperate to collect all the fees that it's owed. The business section of the Denver Post reports that Denver officials said they put together the best incentive package they could to keep and possibly add Frontier Airlines jobs in Colorado, but they acknowledged Wednesday that they didn't have a lot to offer. Now, I got to give props to Mayor Howdy Doody. I just want to give props. There we go. I want to give props to Mayor Howdy Doody. Because the Denver Business Journal reports that the incentive package offered by his administration and Colorado leaders is applicable only if its parent company adds jobs in the area, not if it just maintains the current number here, and certainly not if they decrease the jobs. So they have actually, the mayor has done the right thing. Mayor Howdy Doody has attached strings to these incentives, saying you're not going to get the money unless you actually add jobs. So good on the mayor and the city administration, Denver City Council's Economic Development Committee, et cetera, all of those groups. That's the right thing to do. All right, last couple of pieces of local news here. Josh Penry, the running for the Republican gubernatorial candidacy and nomination, he collected more than $416,000 in his first quarter of fundraising, nearly matching Governor Bill Ritter. Groups are calling up in Fort Collins, saying streams feeding the Poudre River and other rivers in Larimer County might not be protected enough to keep the county's drinking water supplies safe from industrial pollution. That's in the Fort Collins, Coloradan. And, of course, the Rockies go down to the Phillies.
That's right. It was an ugly one yesterday.
It was ugly, man. The Rockies could not find the bats, huh?
Nope.
They could not find the bats.
Couldn't find the offense.
And the Phillies looked pretty good.
They did. It's amazing. It's a long series.
I know. That's your news update.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
All right. So after the break, we're going to check in with Tom Frank of What's the Matter with Kansas. He's got a new column in the Wall Street Journal asking a pretty simple question. Who do you trust more to administer your health care, government or private corporations? That's ultimately the question. And his column talks about how Republicans don't want to answer that question for particular reasons. So stick around after a traffic update with John Turk.
Still got this crash, Dave. Several vehicles eastbound I-70 near Peoria. Now an accident in the backups around Havana. Single-digit speeds from Colorado Boulevard all the way to I-225. On southbound 225, going to be busy. Parker Road down to the Tech Center merge. And if you're on 25, normal jams coming southbound up in Thornton and North Glen again near downtown. Eastbound 36, full Federal to 25. Same deal eastbound 270, Quebec to I-70. Other crashes out there, westbound 76 at 88th. Looks like they've moved that to the exit ramp. Also a crash eastbound I-70 at Pecos on the right shoulder. Surface Street crashes, Colfax and Sable in 52nd and Lowell. Forecast, chance of snow and areas of drizzle in the a.m., then snow likely this afternoon. Accumulation 1 to 2 inches, mainly in the grassy areas. Highs in the upper 30s, right now 37 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The MLB Division Series can...
If you've been looking for Pandora jewelry, look no further. Now it's at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared!
The incredible variety of Pandora charms allows you to create a bracelet that is a very personal history of your unforgettable moments. And Jared has an outstanding Pandora selection.
It can only be Jared! Visit Jared on October 9th and 10th and get a Susan G. Komen For the Cure tote bag free with each $150 Pandora purchase. Available at most locations.
We're here 24 hours a day. It's private. If you take the cordless phone into your bedroom and shut the door, you can get a reading that is confidential and intimate because you're not face-to-face. I'm Marin with California Psychics. You can call up to keep that privacy, and we respect that privacy.
Over 500,000 people have connected with California Psychics on the phone because it offers them convenience, availability, privacy, and confidentiality. And they realize that you don't have to have a face-to-face reading to benefit from our psychics' insightfulness and honesty. Plus, California Psychics makes this promise. If your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com.
We're always there. Spur the moment.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com for a phenomenal phone reading. That's 1-800-PREDICT. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
In my family, everyone has a different greeting card personality. My grandma loves funny cards. My daughter likes sweet cards. My son, he likes the ones that rhyme. So how perfect is it that Walmart has greeting cards starting at just 44 cents? One stop and I can stock up and get the right card for everyone for the same price as a stamp. And just in case my husband's listening, I love the romantic poem cards. Greeting cards for just 44 cents. Save money, live better. Walmart.
A new study from Carfax shows that the number of salvaged cars for sale has more than doubled. You want to avoid buying these rebuilt wrecks. Make sure you see a free Carfax vehicle history report. Just say, show me the Carfax, or go to Carfax.com.
Save with markdown prices and 0% OAC financing for 60 months on select 09 models. Exclusively at Larry H. Miller Nissan of Inglewood, Denver's premier Nissan dealer.
It's Chevy Truck Month with full-size deals on full-size trucks, like 0% APR for qualified buyers on 2009 Silverados. See your local Chevy dealer. Length of contract limited, not available with other offers. Take delivery by November 2nd, 2009.
Obama's not your enemy. Obama's not your savior.
He's just the guy that got elected president of the United States like a bunch of other folks in the past. He's trying to address a problem that is now in the households of families by the millions.
Ed Schultz.
And there's a guy, a nutcase across the street, that has figured out how to make a dollar by scaring the hell out of you that he's Hitler.
The Ed Schultz Show. Mornings 10 to 1 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
This is why we have Psycho Talk.
Still trying to get Tom Frank on the line. The beauty of live radio is sometimes you have technical difficulties. Captain Turk and the AM 760 Millennium Falcon is trying to hold down the fort and not give us too much of a turbulent ride here. So we're trying to get Tom Frank on the line. I'm sure we will get him. And I want to just expand a little bit more on this point about Afghanistan, and then we're going to open it up. The AM 760 Progressive Dojo. This is a really important point here about Article 1, Section 8, and Section 9 of the Constitution. And I don't mean to sound pedantic about it. I don't mean to sound like a professor. But the Constitution is pretty clear that Congress is responsible for declaring war and funding or defunding war, not the president. That's very, very crystal clear. Now, in the modern era, we have seen presidents usurp power, and run around like they're the king. Like they can make wars, they can start wars, without really any input from Congress. This is not good. We have gotten wars like Vietnam. We have gotten wars like Iraq. We've gotten wars like Afghanistan, in part because Congress does not exercise and has not exercised any input, really, in war-making policy. I submit to you that perhaps we wouldn't have had the Iraq War, maybe we wouldn't have as long an Afghanistan war, if Congress was more involved, because Congress tends to better reflect what the public wants. It certainly doesn't reflect all of what the public wants, but it's more connected to the public by virtue of more re-election battles than the executive branch. So when you read stories like this one yesterday in the New York Times, where congressional leaders are asked about Afghanistan, and those leaders are saying, quote, and this is a quote from Harry Reid, quote, whatever decision the president makes, we will support. They're talking about Afghanistan. When you hear the Senate majority leader say that, what you should really hear or imagine is the Senate majority leader giving the big, fat middle finger to the Constitution. Because the Constitution says, hey, it's not an option. It's not a choice. We don't put a clause in here that says, hey, Congress, you know, if you just want to hand over all your power to the president, that's fine. No. The Constitution says explicitly the legislative branch is an independent branch. It's equal to the executive branch, and it has the explicit responsibilities to make war policy. So when you see congressional leaders say, hey, you know, we're not going to weigh in on Afghanistan, whatever the president wants is fine, that is an absolute outrage. That is absolutely defiling the Constitution. Why not just disband the Congress? Why don't we just have, let's just have a king, okay? Let's just, once every 4 years, we'll elect a king. And let's save, I forget what it is, but maybe it's a couple hundred million dollars to run the Congress. Let's just get rid of it. You know, what do you need a Congress for if it's just going to give it, you know, say, hey, whatever the president wants, that's fine. I mean, this is even more upsetting. I mean, here you have an earlier story about funding the wars, where you had 19 House Democrats who backed the earlier war funding bills, who had opposed it under George Bush, and the leader of this crew, Jan Schakowsky, the congresswoman from Illinois, said, quote, well, I want to support my president. She had changed her vote. The New York Times said that some cited loyalty, like Schakowsky, not actual agreement with Obama's plans. How can we expect to live in a functioning democracy if Congress refuses to respect the very articles of the Constitution that created it? I wrote about this, again, my blog post is over at openleft.com. And it just really ticks me off, you know? I mean, you hear all these members of Congress, they're going on the Sunday shows, they're going all over the media about how they feel about Afghanistan, but ultimately, when push comes to shove, when they want to use their power, you got the congressional leader saying, hey, we're just going to defer to the president. Now, that's not all the members of Congress, but when you see that from the Senate majority leader, it's like, you know, I'm supposed to feel bad. I'm supposed to be worried that Harry Reid has a tough challenge in his re-election race. As far as I'm concerned, if Harry Reid is going to say that his job is to simply defer to the president on everything, then see you later. Who cares? I don't care if you lose your re-election. What good are you? This is frustrating. The other question I want to... Well, I haven't thrown out a question yet. I will throw out this question, and it's an important question. There's a lot of news now out there about healthcare, and there seems to be momentum building for healthcare. And the central question of the healthcare debate, it seems to me, is who you want running your healthcare. Right? This is ultimately where we're going in this. Do you want the government running your healthcare, or do you want private corporations running your healthcare? That's really what we're choosing here. And for the next couple minutes, I'd love to hear your thoughts on this, because this is the choice. Now, before we get into that discussion, I just want to be clear. The healthcare bill moving through the Congress right now, the one that got this price tag. That's the big news, that the Senate Finance Committee bill, the Congressional Budget Office said it's only going to cost $800 billion. Now, That may sound like a lot, but it's 1/20th the amount that we've spent handing out money to Wall Street bankers. So it's actually a very, very modest amount of money. But here's the real problem. And this is in the Washington Post. Unless you're uninsured or on the individual market, this bill is not expected to affect you at all. The Congressional Budget Office estimates that 29 million Americans who would have otherwise been uninsured will be covered. That's a big deal. 5 million Americans who would otherwise have been left to the individual market will find a better option. And 3 million Americans who would have otherwise been in employer-based health insurance will be on these quote-unquote exchanges, or in some cases on Medicaid. The insurance exchanges are projected to serve 23 million people come 2019, and 18 million of the members in those exchanges will be low income and on subsidies. But the bottom line is that while this bill makes a lot of things a little bit better, it's not wholesale reform. Does that make you happy? Are you happy that what seems to be coming out of this healthcare debate is only a tweak to the system? Because you hear a lot about how Americans only want incremental change. They're only comfortable with incremental change. Americans like the coverage they have. Okay. We now know that the major bill moving through the Senate would really not fundamentally change health care, and that for most Americans, you would see almost no change. So I'll throw that out there. Are you happy about that? Because the media would lead us to believe that people only want incremental change. They like their own coverage. So is that reassuring to you? 303-713-7600 is the number. Again, 303-713-7600. The two questions. Who do you trust? Who would you want if you had a choice? Because a lot of us aren't going to have a choice. But theoretically, if you had a choice, would you want a private corporation or the government administering your health care? And then what's your reaction to this news that the Senate finance bill, the major bill moving through the Senate on health care, would not fundamentally change the healthcare system in this country? It would insure more of the uninsured. It would provide some subsidies to people on the individual market. But for most Americans, the vast majority of Americans, this would not change at all their healthcare situation. Even, by the way, on this issue of discrimination against pre-existing conditions. Yesterday we talked about the Washington Post story that reported that that companies, there are so many loopholes in the pre-existing condition stuff that companies will be effectively able to discriminate against you. So my question is, does that make you happy? Are you reassured that the Senate bill, the major bill moving through the Congress on health care, actually really wouldn't change much for most people out there? 303-713-7600. We'll get to the AM 760 Progressive Dojo after a traffic update with John Turk.
Still a struggle traveling eastbound on 70 between Steel Street and 225. Had an early crash with several vehicles involved at Peoria. Then another one in the backups at Havana. And also slowing folks down westbounders there. Seeing really slow speed southbound I-25, 136th Avenue, all the way down to 84th, and again from 48th into downtown. Seeing really heavy jams northbound and southbound 225 beginning at Parker Road. Crash northbound I-25 near Yale. Another one eastbound I-70 at Pecos on the right-hand shoulder. Surface Street crashes 51st in Peoria, one at 52nd in Lowell, another at Colfax and Sable. Up in the high country, patchy ice on 70 near Vail and Copper Mountain. Strong winds to the east on 76 from Sterling to the Nebraska state line. Also got some patchy fog out there that may make visibility quite difficult for you. Scattered showers also falling around Denver. Splashback an issue. So it could be a pretty gnarly commute for us this morning. Your forecast, cloudy, windy, and cold. Light areas of rain and snow. Mostly snow after 3 p.m., but little accumulation, maybe an inch or two. Look for a high around 39. Right now, 37 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Your smile says so much about you, whether on a date, at school, or an important job interview. Make sure yours is perfect with an affordable dental plan from Perfect Teeth for as little as $6.25 per month. Visit or call a Perfect Teeth location near you today.
Hey, it's Tom Hartman, and in case you haven't heard, you can hear AM 760 on your... Hi, my name's Anita. I'm concerned about the world in which our five-year-old will grow up. Did you know that there are over 600 toxic, cancer-causing chemicals present in common household cleaners? That's why we started our business, OurCleanWorld.com. We sell environmentally friendly products infused with silver that kill 99.9% of bacteria with only water. Click on our banner ad right now, located on your Listen Live player, or visit OurCleanWorld.com. Save money, time, and keep the planet clean for future generations.
Thank you, Mama.
Listen to some of the reasons why thousands of employees have reported software piracy to the Business Software Alliance.
I had my hesitations about reporting my boss, but in the end, I knew it was the right thing to do. I really did like the fact that my reporting software piracy stayed confidential.
Report software piracy confidentially, and you may be eligible for rewards of up to $1 million. Visit www.nopiracy.com. Otherwise, call 1-888-NO-PIRACY. Also, you can use Bing or Google and simply input BS.
Right now, you can use your Home Depot consumer credit card for special deferred financing store-wide on things like Stainmaster carpet in over 100 styles now with new, lower prices. There's never been a better time to update your floors from the kids' rooms to the living room and enjoy a little extra wiggle room to pay for it thanks to special deferred financing store-wide. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through October 14th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Are you heading out to buy a used car this weekend? You can find a great deal, but you have to do some homework. Before you buy, make sure the dealer shows you a free Carfax vehicle history report. Just say, "Show me the Carfax," or go to Carfax.com.
Don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
Double My Speed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
Right now, you can use your Home Depot consumer credit card for special deferred financing store-wide on things like Stainmaster carpet in over 100 styles now with new, lower prices. There's never been a better time to update your floors from the kids' rooms to the living room and enjoy a little extra wiggle room to pay for it thanks to special deferred financing store-wide. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through October 14th, U.S. only. See store for details.
This Columbus Day, go from sleepless...
One sheep, two sheep, three sheep...
Two sheepless. In no time, thanks to Sam's Club and Serta, makers of the world's best mattresses. Discover incredible everyday values on queens starting at $298 and twins as low as $99. Join Sam's Club for Serta savings you can count on this Columbus Day. Sam's Club. Savings made simple.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. My column this week is about zombies. So psyched. Any excuse to write about, obsess about, fulminate about zombies, I will take. And one of the zombies I talk about in the column are is the insurance industry zombies. And how a healthcare debate that should have been about changing the way we do healthcare and the centrality of insurance industries in our healthcare system has turned into a debate about how to make sure that the insurance industry keeps plodding along, lurching forward like a zombie. It's pretty amazing. And so the question, and we're going to go to the phones in a second. The question is, are you happy with the state of affairs in this healthcare debate in the sense that the Washington Post is reporting that basically this new healthcare bill moving through the Senate would really not change a goddamn thing for most Americans, that it would certainly insure more people who are uninsured, but for most of the country, nothing would change. And you hear a lot in the Washington media about how Americans really don't want change, and they only want incremental change. So my question, in all seriousness, is when you hear that this bill won't really change anything except it may enrich the insurance industry and may cover a few more of the uninsured, which is not unimportant, but for most Americans, when you hear that for most Americans this won't change much, does that make you happy? Does that reassure you? Does that reassure you that you will still, for the most part, be getting your health insurance through a for-profit corporation? Let's go to the phones. Mark in Denver. Mark, you're on AM 760.
Morning, David.
Hey there.
Well, first of all, I don't trust either. I don't trust the government, and I certainly don't trust the insurance companies. One of the reasons I don't trust the government, though, is they claim the Democrats claim that single payer will create competition and therefore lower the prices on people with private insurance.
Whoa, nobody's talking about single payer right now, and that's unfortunate. But
I listened to a lady talk about it.
The proposals before Congress are not single payer. You're referring to the public option. Public option would create competition with the insurance companies.
That's what they claim. And my question to those people would be, if you're concerned about competition, which I am because competition drives down the price,
mm-hmm.
then why do the Democrats pretty much across the board oppose competition across state lines? None of them want it in the legislation.
Well, the answer, I'll give you one of the reasons is that what happens if you do that is you create a situation where more and more insurance companies incorporate in the states that have the least regulation. And what ends up happening is that those become the insurance policies for everybody else. So I'll give you an example, okay? I'll make it really crystal clear. If, let's say, let's use a faraway state. Let's say Alabama has no regulation, very, very little regulation on the health insurance industry. Because remember, the health insurance industry, even with this bill, would still be regulated, for the most part, at the state level. So let's say Alabama has no regulations. Let's say Alabama allows all sorts of shenanigans, premium increases, pre-existing condition discrimination, all sorts of things that you and most Americans don't like. What ends up happening is that if you allow essentially federal preemption, if you allow all of the health insurance companies to incorporate in Alabama and then sell their policies to people in other states, any regulation that we pass here in Colorado doesn't exist. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah. So my question to that would be, if that's the case, then don't the other things in this legislation take or supersede the local stuff?
Yeah, like, that's
if
right.
You say that you must accept pre-existing conditions, if you must allow the doctor to determine whether something's needed, not a pencil pusher, if you must allow, if the federal legislation says you must use
I'm not going to deny that, but the problem is that the federal the regulations in the federal bill are fairly weak and continue to allow or to delegate most of the regulation to the states. So here's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that, yes, in a perfect world, you'd have a federal bill that had all the toughest regulations and that really did a good job of regulating things, and then you could have national health plans, right, where a health insurance company could be incorporated anywhere, and it would be a truly national health system. The problem, again, though, is that if you have a healthcare bill that you have right now, which does a bad job, really, the regulations are pretty darn weak and still keeps the regulatory responsibilities at the state level. If you do that and you effectively nationalize the insurance industry, you allow the insurance industry to go to the least regulated places in the country and then export that deregulation elsewhere, you know, you screw consumers both ways. I mean, here's the thing. I know you're a little bit of a conservative. Here's the thing. it would seem to me that you would that conservatives would want local control, right? I mean, that's a big issue here. I am more comfortable with 50 state regulators and with my state being able to regulate the insurance industry rather than having federal laws that allow Alabama's lack of regulation to be exported to my state. Hey, Mark, thanks for the call. Wally, and you're on AM 760. Wally.
Yeah, hi, David.
Hey there.
Ronald Reagan, he said the 9 most frightening words in the English language were, "I'm from the government and I'm here to help." I would like to amend that to, how would you like to hear, "I'm from a corporation and I'm here to help."
Yeah, and that's a very good point, right? I mean, and this is the part that I don't understand about this debate, right? I mean, it's like, oh, people say, I don't like the government. I don't, you know, big government. Well, what about big corporation, right?
Right.
I mean, here's the thing. Typically, when I deal with a massive corporation, a massive monopolistic corporation, I don't typically feel all that happy. It's not typically an enjoyable experience, you know, to deal with a giant monopolistic cable company or a giant monopolistic power company. I'll put it this way. That can be as unpleasant as dealing with a federal government agency, right?
Yeah,
so the question really is not, well, you don't like government health care. Well, which do you like more, big government health care or big corporation health care?
Right.
And that's a very good point, and somehow it's been completely forgotten in this debate, right? I mean, I don't know about you. I don't find it all that pleasant, and I don't often feel all that well served in dealing with my own private insurance company, right? I mean, it's a big monopolistic insurance company or oligopolistic. You know, it feels pretty bureaucratic. It feels pretty unresponsive. You know, so the question is, which do I want more? And my theory is, Wally, my theory is that what the insurance industry fears most is not even the competition with a public option, but that if people are given a philosophical choice, I get to go with the corporation or I get to go with the government, there's a huge amount of people out there who will choose almost philosophically that I would rather have my health taken care of by a nonprofit government entity, which at least I have a little bit of control over. A little bit of democratic small d control over. Wally, thanks for the call. 750 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Again, the question is, which do you prefer more, government health insurance or big corporate health insurance? That's the central question of the healthcare debate. And then the news off the wire from the Washington Post is that the bill moving through the Senate, the healthcare bill, really wouldn't change much for most Americans. It would insure a couple more people, which is important. But for most Americans who have existing health insurance and who are not all that happy with their existing health insurance, this would not change much of anything. Now, you hear that Americans only want incremental change. So does that news comfort you or does it disturb you? 303-713-7600. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Now, Dave, it's just about a mess everywhere you're going this morning. Got a multi-vehicle crash eastbound I-70 at Peoria. Another one in the backups at Havana. Seeing single-digit speeds beginning all the way back at Steel Street. That's not going to break loose until after 225. The trip on 225 also a treacherous one, especially for northbounders. Looking at really slow speeds from Parker Road to Mississippi. Again, from Colfax all the way to the end at I-70. Also got this crash northbound I-25 at Yale. Going to start hitting the brakes at 225 as you're trying to get out of the tech center. Another crash eastbound I-70 just before the mousetrap at Pecos. It's on the right-hand shoulder now. Also got crashes at 52nd Lowell, 51st in Peoria. One westbound Colfax at Sable. And got a stall blocking the right lane eastbound Hamden at Santa Fe. Forecast, chance of snow, areas of drizzle, then snow likely this afternoon. Accumulation about 1 to 2 inches, mostly in the grassy areas. Highs in the upper 30s. We're still at 37 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Tired of little value burgers that don't fill you up? Stop into Good Times today and get a hot and fresh $1.99 Good Times Deluxe Burger made with 100% all-natural Angus beef. It's a full-size burger for just $1.99, and it's only at Good Time.
In my family, everyone has a different greeting card personality. My grandma loves funny cards. My daughter likes sweet cards. My son, he likes the ones that rhyme.
So how perfect is it that Walmart has greeting cards starting at just 44 cents? One stop and I can stock up and get the right card for everyone for the same price as a stamp. And just in case my husband's listening, I love the romantic poem cards.
greeting cards for just 44 cents. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Stop wasting money and breathe easier. Enter today to win $350 in vehicle maintenance and repair at aircarecolorado.com. Regular maintenance saves you money and helps clean the air. Brought to you by the Regional Air Quality Council, EnviroTest, and the Maintenance Matters Coalition.
The best just got better. That's right. Comcast delivers the most live sports anywhere. And now through October 11th, we'll give you $150 cash back when you order a qualified plan. Go ahead. Get the best HD picture quality and an all-star lineup of sports programming. Now including NFL Network, NBA TV, NHL Network, MLB Network, versus the Golf Channel and more. And don't miss NFL Red Zone, where you'll catch every touchdown from every game every Sunday afternoon. Stay connected with blazing fast access to over 3,500 live games on ESPN360.com with Comcast.net. Let Comcast bring you the most immersive live sports experience around. To get the most live sports and $150 cash back, order a qualified plan now through October 11th. Call 1-800-COMCAST or visit Comcast.com/150cashback.
Limited to residential customers meeting applicability criteria. 2-year contract required. Early termination fees apply. HD picture quality rating excludes programming filmed in 1080p. All trademarks are the property of their respective owners.
You've been looking for Pandora jewelry. Look no further. Now it's at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared!
The incredible variety of Pandora charms allows you to create a bracelet that is a very personal history of your unforgettable moments. And Jared has an outstanding Pandora selection.
It can only be Jared!
Visit Jared on October 9th and 10th and get a Susan G. Komen for the Cure tote bag free with each $150 Pandora purchase. Available at most locations.
Do you know what happens to flood-damaged cars? They're dried out, cleaned up, and resold. You should avoid these waterlogged wrecks. Make sure you see a free Carfax vehicle history report. Just say, "Show me the Carfax," or go to Carfax.com.
I haven't done it. I've been waiting. I've procrastinated, but today is the day. So why don't you join the forces of people that have called Presidential Brokers to help with their finances and put it to rest once and for all whether or not we're a good place to work with. Give us a call and let us know you're coming, and we'll have the coffee on, David.
303-694-1600. Again, it's 303-694-1600. As long as it's, if you can make it French press coffee, I'll be there, Mike. See, now I really sound like a liberal latte drinker, don't I? 303.
Well, we got a commitment.
303-694-1600. Hey, talk to you tomorrow, man.
All right, David, thanks.
When did you start feeling older? When was the last time you felt active and alive? When you felt alert and energized? If it seems like you're often tired and you don't feel as good as you used to, you should know it doesn't have to be this way. If you want to go from aging to active, get ready to call, because we're giving away free trials of a fish oil formula that guarantees you'll feel a difference. To try it risk-free, call 1-800-500-3968. Omega-3 fish oil has been recommended by thousands of physicians around the world to help keep your heart, bones, joints, muscles, and skin healthy. And now researchers are discovering that fish oil with vitamin D supports your healthy energy levels and mood. For a free trial of pharmaceutical-grade Omega Berry fish oil, call now. We'll guarantee you'll feel a difference. Call 1-800-500-3968 for your risk-free trial. 1-800-500-3968. That's 1-800-500-3968.
Hey, this is Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud sponsor of AM 760 Radio. The solar electric systems installed by Independent Power Systems in 2008 alone prevented 530 tons of carbon dioxide from entering the atmosphere. Did you know that's the equivalent of planting more than 12,000 trees? Independent Power Systems also installed the solar electric system at Coors Field. Independent Power Systems, 303-443-0105. And online at www.solarips.com.
757 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, talking about health care. Are you happy that that the Senate bill doesn't really change much of anything for most Americans? The media says that Americans don't really want real change on health care. So does that news make you happy, or does it piss you off? It pisses me off. Now, we were talking before the break about this question of allowing insurance companies to sell policies across state lines. And on the line with us is Sandra of Discovery Outsourcing. They're one of the sponsors of AM 760 in the show. And she actually just called in just randomly, well, I guess not randomly, but to discuss this, and you know a little bit about this across state line issue. So just tell us your take on it, Sandra.
Well, first of all, it's difficult for companies who have employees in multiple states to find an insurance carrier who will insure all of their employees in each state, because insurance companies can go across state lines now if they choose to, but few of them choose to because they don't have the relationships with the doctors. They don't have networks set up in every single state. So they can't, the insurance company can't control their costs as well without the network.
And we got to get the national news here, but that's why the Congressional Budget Office has said that enacting of this state reform would not have a substantial effect on the number of people who have health insurance coverage. So you're right. It's a nonsensical argument. All right, stick around. After the break, the author of Whitetopia.
Find yourself forgetting things. Don't.
When you're protected by Identity Guard, you will experience an unimpeded life.
That's right. I'm going to waste even more time noodling around on social networking sites.
Our company has helped over 20 million customers of leading U.S. banks actively manage their identity exposure. So we know what the dealio is.
I will fearlessly use my credit card in any restaurant, in any city, in any country, even Brooklyn.
Identity Guard scans everything from credit bureaus to public records, alerting you 24/7.
I am going to expose myself anytime I feel like it. Oh, wait, that didn't come out right.
And should the unthinkable happen, Identity Guard covers you with our $1 million loss insurance. It will make you want to say,
let's go, life. Let's go.
Let's go, life, indeed. Identity Guard. Live a more streaming life. Call 877-ID-GUARD now or visit identityguard.com. That's identityguard.com.
ZN Thornton Denver Boulder on your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedatani. New reports on the economy are showing signs of hope. The jobless rate could still hit double digits, but the number of new claims for unemployment benefits has hit a nine-month low. Economist Joel Narrow.
This is good news. There's no question about it. It tells us things are getting better. It doesn't tell us things are good yet.
521,000 workers filed applications for unemployment benefits last week. That was a drop of 33,000 from the week before. Retail sales are still riding the down escalator, but the September results the big chains are reporting today are better than expected as a rule. Industry analyst Candace Corlett says retailers are going to have to make money the old-fashioned way by earning it.
Consumers are being selective. It's not that they don't have some money to spend, but they're just not going to spend it everywhere. They're going to spend it at retailers that really reach out and say, we've got something that you really want.
A chance to get free money drew a big crowd in Detroit. Live to CBS's Steve Kathan.
There were applications for federal stimulus money for 3,500 newly or soon-to-be homeless. Many more than that turned out yesterday.
It's just amazing how many people is in there.
Detroit's Cobo Center was swamped. There was pushing and shoving, some minor injuries. Some people fainted.
Now it's getting a little hectic here now.
It's like three or four welfare offices mixed in one.
A city official called it scary and disappointing. One in four adults in Detroit is out of work. Three out of every 10 living in poverty.
This economy is really messed up when we got to go through something like this.
Reporting live, Steve Kathan, CBS News.
The Congressional Budget Office has given the Senate Finance Committee reform bill a favorable review, but most Republicans still have issues with it. Eric Cantor is the House Republican whip.
The way that they are expanding coverage is by taxing employers, is by taxing those of us who have insurance.
The focus of the war in Afghanistan is moving away from fighting the Taliban. CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer.
The White House is increasingly focused on the best way to achieve the president's original goal, defeating al-Qaeda. Mr. Obama and his advisors are gauging Pakistan's role in that effort. An administration official tells CBS News the president has received a comprehensive update on Pakistan, including a full assessment of counterterrorism challenges there.
The host of an Australian talent show has apologized for putting on a parody of the Jackson 5 with performers appearing in blackface and Afro wigs. Harry Connick Jr., who was serving as a guest judge, gave the act a zero and told the group it would have been pulled off the air in this country.
We spent so much time trying to not make black people look like buffoons that when we see something like that, we take it really to heart.
Yeah.
Time Shop.
Andrew Lloyd Webber's Phantom of the Opera is moving to a new haunt. Webber says a sequel to the longest-running and still going strong show will be set at an amusement park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Love Never Dies will open in Australia 2 years from now. The Dow Industrials are up 38 points. This is CBS News.
Gentlemen, where are those financial reports?
Accounting will have them any minute, Mr. Fernwell.
Excellent.
Any minute this year.
Those folks in accounting are overloaded, Nerlman. Call Bob from Accountemps.
Bob from Accountemps?
We can't afford a full-time hire, so we'll bring in temporary support from Accountemps now while we're busy, then scale back when we're not so busy.
Whoa! You're a genius, sir.
Give it up, Nerlman.
Giving it up, sir.
Manage your workload more efficiently with Accountemps. Work productively, operate profitably. Learn more at Accountemps.com.
Right now at the Home Depot, take 10% off appliances of $398 or more. Plus, get instant savings every day with free delivery and haul-away, which combined can save you up to an additional $79. No rebates, no hassles, no expiration dates, which makes brands like GE, Maytag, and LG more affordable than ever thanks to 10% off appliances and free delivery. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Through October 14th, U.S. only. See store for details.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM760 local news update. It's not your imagination. Flight delays are getting worse. A new report by the Brookings Institution finds lengthy airline delays are twice as common now as in 1990. Aviation analyst Mike Boyd.
To say 10% of all flights are delayed excessively, all flights are delayed because airlines have to pad the schedule to accommodate our collapsing air traffic control system.
The worst delays in the country are in New York City with a 66% on time performance. At DIA, 80% of the flights are on time. There's new information this morning on the investigation involving Najibullah Zazi. Two federal officials speaking anonymously tell Associated Press that investigators now think Zazi was instructing associates what to buy and how to make the explosive triacetone triperoxide. They believe Zazi cooked up the acetone peroxide mix at a hotel in Aurora to get it just right and may have been sending the recipe via text while driving to New York for a September 11th attack. In sports, the Rockies try to rebound this afternoon from their Game 1 playoff loss to the Philadelphia Phillies. Aaron Cook is on the mound for the Rockies for Game 2. That's your AM760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM760 Progressive Traffic.
There's a multi-vehicle accident eastbound I-70 right around Peoria. It's been moved off to the right shoulder. Southbounders on I-25 are struggling as you're coming in from Thornton and North Glen. Pretty much on that approach to 136 down to 84th. Eastbounders on 36, you're also finding some delays. This is just after Sheridan all the way up towards I-25. We've got an accident in the cleanup stages as you're getting out of the tech center, northbound I-25 near Yale. It's going to be another chilly gray day, but the high today should only top out in the mid to upper 30s. We do have a chance of seeing some afternoon snowfall with less than an inch of accumulation. Currently 33 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The Better Business Bureau invites you to hear Holly Petraeus, wife of General Petraeus, share her stories about business scams aimed at military families at the BBB Torch Awards Luncheon, a once-in-a-lifetime event on October 15th. Go to denver.bbb.org for tickets and information.
Right now, you can use your Home Depot consumer credit card for special deferred financing store-wide on things like Stainmaster carpet in over 100 styles now at new, lower prices. There's never been a better time to update your floors from the kids' rooms to the living room and enjoy a little extra wiggle room to pay for it thanks to special deferred financing store-wide. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through October 14th, U.S. only. See store for details.
I really want to compliment you.
I want to compliment you.
I'm a conservative, but I really want to compliment you and your show.
Jay Marvin. This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay
Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
...807 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're going to shift gears here on a cold and gray morning, still in the 30s, snow and rain in the forecast. We're going to shift gears here and talk to Rich Benjamin. He is the author of the new book, Searching for Whitetopia, An Improbable Journey to the Heart of White America. It's a really fascinating read. It's just out now. Rich is an African-American writer who spent some time, I think it was, how long was it, Rich, a year or two?
2 years.
2 years.
2007 and 2009.
Okay, so 2 years in some of the whitest and also, not surprisingly, most conservative parts of the country. And it was kind of a journey, a sort of an experiment to see what it's like in these places, what distinctive kinds of cultures they have. And tell us, Rich, how you came up with this idea, in the sense of what in particular were you trying to examine here? I mean, there's a lot of, you know, white communities, there are black communities, there are Latino communities. What is a whitetopia?
Well, the first question is, how did I come up with the idea and what inspired me? I had heard a lot of on-the-ground buzz, folks telling me that they were moving to Bend, Oregon, or hearing about folks moving to places like Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, or St. George, Utah. And I was wondering what's going on with these places. Also, you'll see these best places to live pop up on your web browser, and I notice how white they often are. So I decided to see, experience firsthand what was going on.
What do you think? Do you think there is a link between calling a place a great place to live, for instance? I mean, this is in partly in your book, but is there a link between calling a place a great place to live and having it be a mostly white community? Is there a causative link there?
Not necessarily. There's not a causative link. People move to a best place to live because it's often around beautiful natural settings. You have great public schools. You have amenities, social and cultural. And so oftentimes that's why people move there, not because it's teeming with a lot of white people.
Well, I guess there's an image built up over years and years and years, decades, through our political culture that sort of berates the ethnicity of, you know, inner city urban America and you know, people, the whole idea of white flight. I mean, how, when you visited these whitetopias, and we'll get to where exactly they were, but when you visited these whitetopias, how much of the population influx could you or would you characterize as kind of white flight inspired?
Okay. Well, almost by definition, if white people flee, it is white flight. If they're fleeing less white communities, and I track often where it is they're fleeing. So they're fleeing more diverse suburbs, more diverse cities. So in that sense, it's white flight. And when I'm in these communities, some people will say to my face, you know, the social conflict, the social tension of a Los Angeles or an Orange County got to be too much, and I wanted to move my kids to more homogeneous environments. However, some people just said, I wanted more home for my dollar. I wanted safer streets. And so the community traits that they aspire to, safety, comfort, neighborliness, are implicitly associated in many Americans' mind with whiteness itself, or at least with an upper middle class status.
So that, in other words, whiteness, it has become synonymous with all of these other broader, in the American mind, all of these other broader things that a lot of people want, that it's actually become equated with, that the racial component of this has become equated with positive attributes of a community. Is that basically what I'm hearing?
That's exactly what you're hearing. And therefore, without any animus, without any ill will, you can associate those values I just mentioned and just assume that a neighborhood will be white. And then that's what folks do. They say, okay, because it has these ABC great qualities, I can just safely assume it's going to be white. And you don't have any animus or ill will towards anybody.
On the line with us again is author Rich Benjamin. His new book, Searching for Whitetopia, An Improbable Journey to the Heart of White America. Rich is an African-American writer who went to spent 2 years living in some of the most the whitest communities in the country. Now, specifically, which whitetopias did you visit? And then more generally, how did you determine, you know, what is a whitetopia in your mind and what isn't? I mean, there's, you know, I mean, there are white communities all over the country. How did you sort of narrow it down? And again, which specific communities did you end up living in?
Okay. Well, how do I define whitetopia? A whitetopia has three traits. The first is it has posted more than 6% population growth since 2000. The second trait is that the majority of that growth has been from white migrants. And the third trait is that it has to have charm. It has to have this je ne sais quoi, this social pleasant look and feel to it. So those are the three traits of a whitetopia. And I visited and lived in for 3 months a pop in St. George, Utah, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and Forsyth County, Georgia. Although I will say I've been to many more across the country, but those are the places I embedded myself in.
Where would you consider when you looked across the country? Did you? I'm sure people are wondering. In Colorado or Wyoming, were any of those, when you were narrowing down your list of whitetopias, were any places in Colorado or Wyoming particularly on your initial list?
Yes. Douglas County, Colorado. I was fascinated to go there. I wanted to go to Grand Junction, Colorado, which is a whitetopia. I wanted to go to Laramie County, Colorado, which is a whitetopia. Mesa County, Colorado. A lot of the Denver exurbs are whitetopias. And the one reason I didn't go, and Colorado is beautiful. You got the Rockies. I just wanted to go to Colorado. But the reason I didn't go to Colorado is because I felt that Colorado had been written a lot about in terms of Columbine.
Mm-hmm.
And that aesthetic, that setting is a whitetopia that Columbine took place in. So I left Colorado alone for the time being.
Did you find that the whitetopias that you visited in places that had more of a proximity to urban centers, more multi-ethnic urban centers, were those different than places that were more isolated? I ask this question because you hear, for instance, that organizing, when I wrote my book, for instance, called The Uprising, which was about, one of the chapters I wrote about was the Minutemen. And
yeah,
you heard that
yeah,
there was heavier and more intense and more effective organizing, in many cases in the Minutemen, in places that didn't have Mexicans and Latinos out of fear. So there was a different dynamic than the Minutemen who were organizing in more diverse or nearer to more diverse areas. Did you find any difference between, let's say, a Coeur d'Alene, which is really, really kind of a geographically isolated, not near any urban centers, than maybe other whitetopias that you visited that were nearer to those more multi-ethnic urban centers?
Absolutely, and it's a fascinating thing to consider. For example, St. George, Utah, a lot of the folks there, a lot of the white folks, have come from places like Tucson and Phoenix, mm-hmm, where they really felt immigration was a problem, and they literally would tell in meetings, you know, there's a meeting called the Citizens Council Against Illegal Immigration, and they would say, hey, look, I've lived in Tucson, I've lived in Phoenix, and wait till you see what immigrants can do to a community. And so, as you point out, they became more effective at organizing around the immigration issue,
mm-hmm,
to limit immigration. Another good example is I lived in Forsyth County, which is north of Atlanta. Now, of course, many people know Atlanta's Chocolate City. So to have a whitetopia just up the road an hour north on Highway 400, it gives a different dynamic because a lot of Georgians are familiar with black people. For example, the head of the Republican Party in Forsyth County, who I interviewed, went to school in inner suburbs of Atlanta with black folks. He played sports, soccer with black folks. And so now he's in this whitetopia. And so there's some familiarity. So you're right. The racial demographics of where people left and where they wound up makes different texture to the community.
And after the break, we're gonna take a break here. But after the break, I'm gonna ask Rich Benjamin, the author of Searching for Whitetopia: An Improbable Journey to the Heart of White America. I'm gonna ask him what this all means long term for the country. If we are growing and we are our communities are becoming potentially more racially homogenized in the exurbs and in these new growing communities. What does that actually mean for the political culture of our country, the social culture of our country? So stick around. Again, on the line with us, we have Rich Benjamin, his new book, controversial book, Searching for Whitetopia, An Improbable Journey to the Heart of White America. He's an African-American writer who spent 2 years in some of the whitest places in America, living there and looking at these fast-growing communities.
He needs to come spend some time in Highlands Ranch.
that could be on the list of
living in a Whitetopia.
That's the question for you, Turk.
I know it is.
All right, let's get a traffic update.
All right, Dave. Stop and go basically on all the major freeways around town. Speeds in the teens and 20s. If you're lucky, got this multi-vehicle accident moved off of eastbound I-70 around Peoria. They got on the right shoulder now, but still delays back all the way to the Mousetrap. Also had an earlier crash there on the eastbound side at Pecos. Looks like they've got that one out of the way. Crash northbound I-25 at Yale. Delays starting the tech center at Bellevue. Also got crash at Colorado and near Alameda. Your forecast today: cloudy, windy, and cold with light areas of rain and snow. Mostly snow after 3 p.m., but little accumulation, maybe an inch or two. Look for a high around 39 degrees. Right now we're at 36 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The MLB Division Series continues with a...
Right now at the Home Depot, take 10% off appliances of $398 or more. Plus, get instant savings every day with free delivery and haulaway, which combined can save you up to an additional $79. No rebates, no hassles, no expiration dates, which makes brands like GE, Maytag, and LG more affordable than ever thanks to 10% off appliances and free delivery. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Through October 14th, U.S. only. See store for details.
My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath. Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see. Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them. And they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT. 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
1-800-535-7676 for your free CD. Call 1-800-535-7676. 1-800-535-7676.
Right now, you can use your Home Depot consumer credit card for special deferred financing store-wide on things like Stainmaster carpet in over 100 styles now with new, lower prices. There's never been a better time to update your floors from the kids' rooms to the living room and enjoy a little extra wiggle room to pay for it, thanks to special deferred financing store-wide. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through October 14th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Let's get out of here, mate. Let's go where the wind flies through our hair and our worries sink to the bottom of the ocean. All you got to do is think Australian. Come on into Outback Steakhouse, where our menu is filled with mouth-watering dishes, like our signature sirloin, thick and juicy and seared to perfection. Or try it with our tasty grilled shrimp on the barbie, each served with hot fresh bread and our famous sides. With 15 meals under $15 starting at $9.95, you can sail into Outback every day. Live adventurous. Go Outback.
Tom Tom Hartman.
Coming up Thursday on the Tom Hartman program, the Supreme Court is back in session, and we'll take a look at some of the cases they'll be reviewing this fall. Plus, In Cheap We Trust, author Lauren Weber stops by to talk about one of the most misunderstood of American virtues. And, of course, the best of the rest of the news and your calls right here on the Tom Hartman program, your radio support group for We the People.
It's the Tom Hartman program, 1 to 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
So on the line with us again, Rich Benjamin, his new book, Searching for Whitetopia, An Improbable Journey to the Heart of White America. And we were talking before about what is a Whitetopia and why they are growing so quickly. Rich, why in the broader sense should anybody care? I mean, what does this matter for the future of the country, of our culture? So there are growing Whitetopias. We are, in some ways, we are resegregating in a more exurban kind of way. What do you think that means for the future of the country?
Well, here's why. In the immediate term, if you look right in the here and now, it doesn't seem to matter. Because, you know, segregation doesn't do anything bad for the immediate long term. For the immediate term, it seems to alleviate social tensions. In the long term, it's disastrous. The backstory of this book is that by 2042, white people will no longer be the majority. So we're going to have this country where you have different pluralities, Latinos, Asian Americans, blacks, whites. And a democracy cannot function optimally unless everyone is integrated as full and equal members. We don't want a situation where we're like France and we have immigrant riots and we don't know what to do with a plurality of people in this country. And so it's looking towards the long term. What kind of democracy do we want? Are we going to fix immigration? Are we going to have this rotting class system of, you know, haves and have not based on, you know, immigrant status and all this? And so for now, it doesn't seem to matter. It doesn't at all seem to be a big deal. But long term, in the context of 2042, it's a bad idea.
And I obviously agree with you. But I think that some people will hear what you're saying and hear you saying that in some ways that there for a democracy to function properly in a multicultural, multiracial country, there almost has to be some at least incentive to social engineering in the sense of creating or encouraging communities to be more, to be fairly diverse. I mean, there's no perfect case, but what you're really suggesting, I think, is that incentives to keep communities diverse, and there's a lot of different ways you can do that, are actually really, really important to maintaining a functioning democracy.
Well, okay, let's step back a second. I hear that sometimes, that, oh, if we integrate this country, it's social engineering, when in fact segregation is often social engineering. In other words, from Eisenhower on, how we have built our highways, how we have given homeowners in suburbs tax subsidies over, let's say, renters, or let's say homeowners in cities, all sorts of tax policy, all sorts of how we've built highways have incentivized segregation. And so segregation has been the function of social engineering, not integration. And so we have this interesting case here in New York where Westchester has been receiving federal money and the federal government has finally said, okay, if you're receiving taxpayer dollars, how are you doing affordable housing? How are you doing inclusionary zoning? Westchester County had been deceiving the federal government for all this time. And so a lawsuit put the foot down and said, no more federal government until you take these steps to integrate. And so I don't view integration as social engineering. I viewed segregation as social engineering.
Yeah, oh, and I think that's absolutely true. I mean, I think that ultimately we choose what kind of social engineering we want, right? I mean, there is no country that doesn't engage really in any kind of social engineering. It's just what kind of right. social engineering you're looking at. And I guess I have to also ask, How much of this is class and how much of it is race? And those two issues are so, especially in the United States, are so intertwined, it's hard to extricate them from each other and look at them independently. But how much of this, of the whitetopia phenomenon, is class? How much of the social engineering, if you will, whether it's for segregation or not for segregation, is class-based, and how much of it is race-based?
That's a lot of it's class-based. In other words, I feel like I would be on a golf course at a country club, and the mentality is, Richie, you're always welcome here, illegal immigrants or not. And so a lot of it is class-based.
Based on economics.
Economics, how much money one earns, where one's gone to school, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. A lot of the opposition to immigration has to do with class. In other words, people are fearful that their tax dollars will go to subsidize immigrants' health care, immigrants' education, immigrants' social services. So you're right. Oftentimes, this is really about class more than race.
Right. You mentioned affordable housing, right? I mean, affordable housing, the very first word in that phrase suggests that it's economic. Now, of course, people pretend that economics and class and race are not all mixed into all policies and mixed together. Is there a chance? I mean, you've diagnosed this problem in your book, and again, the book is Searching for Whitetopia, An Improbable Journey to the Heart of White America. You've diagnosed this problem, this challenge in your book. Is there light at the end of the tunnel? I mean, is there, when in your research, did you find things that give you a sense of hope that either the social phenomenon, the demographic phenomenon and geographic phenomena that you're seeing is going to turn around, or that there is some sort of silver lining to it?
Well, it depends how we react. I don't think it's going to tip either way. It depends on what actions are taken. One silver lining is, as I said, the case in Westchester, where the federal government is saying no longer will communities get federal tax dollars if they're deceiving about their integration patterns. And so that's a good thing. And so, you know, it's a free country in a sense that, you know, we can't force anybody to do anything, and I wouldn't advocate that anyway. What I am advocating is that how our government behaves, a government belongs to all people, should not give certain people advantages and should not perpetuate segregation. And the reason I feel this book is timely is we're going to start to rebuild America's communities. Mm-hmm. I mean, with the stimulus package, we have 700 plus billion of spending that's going to go towards airports, towards roads, towards broadband access, towards new schools. Are we going to build civic hubs, green-style communities, town square halls, a more civic and inclusive society, or do we want more gated communities and the same segregation patterns we've had since Eisenhower?
And I forgot to ask, I just want to real quick ask one last question, because this is something you explore so deeply in your book. How much racism did you find in the whitetopias you visited, and was it more explicit racism, or was it more of the latent, subtle, implied racism?
I experienced very, very little racism towards myself. I mean, people were delightful. You know, I had fond memories. We played poker. We played golf. We went to the hunting range. We went to Demolition Derby. I joke. You know, people invited me to go to the rodeo, and I refused because, you know, they'd have six-year-old daughters who could out-rodeo me. So, personally, I experienced very, very little racism. I heard racism against immigrants, and people would say to my face, you know, America's not what it used to be. The California I grew up was a little paradise, and immigrants have ruined it. So the answer to your question is, towards me, I experienced very little racism. I experienced warmth in many cases, but there's a lingering social tension, and I think that when we see the teabaggers, when we see the birthers, when we see the anti-tax protests, when we see the opposition to immigration and someone like Joe Wilson cry out to the president, you lie, I think there's a brewing crisis. There's an existential crisis in conservative white America that has to do with the future. But on a day-to-day personal level, I experience very little racism.
Was that, in your estimation, because you are black and not Latino? Or was that because, in your estimation, the kind of racial tensions we have today are less expressed sort of on an individual person-to-person basis and more in more general terms, in more, you know, political abstractions?
I think it's because I think it's the latter. I think we have a lot to be proud of as a country because personal interactions in this country have improved. I mean, so long as you're not an immigrant, but as native-born citizens, I think that's genuine. I think that race relations have improved greatly over the last 40 years, but we still have these lingering tensions over social issues, how we spend public money, where we live, and especially immigration and welfare, where the racial tensions creep up.
Rich Benjamin, his new book is Searching for Whitetopia, An Improbable Journey to the Heart of White America. It is a fascinating read. I suggest everybody pick it up. It's definitely as Rich said, it's a very, very timely book, both because of the stimulus and how we're rebuilding our communities and also because of the racial discussions that the election of the first black president has spurred all over the country. Rich, thanks so much for taking the time this morning.
Thank you, David. That was great to be here.
Yeah, I really appreciate it.
Okay.
8:33 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. After the break, we've rescheduled. We had a little bit of a snafu, but after the break, we've got Tom Frank, his new column about health care and what he calls the real predator state. He writes a column every week for the Wall Street Journal, so we'll pick up our healthcare debate and discussion with Tom Frank of What's the Matter with Kansas after a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, it's a complete mess anywhere you're going this morning. A lot of stop-and-go conditions. Just getting reports of some semis off the side of the road southbound I-25 as you're trying to get onto 225. Looks like they're off the side kind of messing with their loads there. That's a little bit unusual, but look for that. Also crash northbound I-25 around Yale. In between Denver and Aurora, eastbound I-70 crashed near Peoria, moved to the right shoulder, but still really slow going all the way back from Pecos to 225. Going to run into speeds in the teens and 20s there. Also got this crash at Colorado and Bayard. Scattered showers falling around Denver. Splashback could be an issue for you. Also patchy ice in the high country on I-70 near Vail and Copper Mountain. Also some strong winds out to the east on I-76 from Sterling to the Nebraska state line. Forecast, chance of snow and areas of drizzle in the morning, then snow likely this afternoon. Accumulation 1 to 2 inches, mainly in the grassy areas. Highs in the upper 30s. Right now we're at 36 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Let's face it, these are challenging times. Right now, your business could use a banker who's been through it and stuck with it. Citywide has been helping metro area business thrive for more than 45 years. Bank local. Bank Citywide. CitywideBanks.com.
AM760 and CBS.
In my family, everyone has a different greeting card personality. My grandma loves funny cards. My daughter likes sweet cards. My son, he likes the ones that rhyme. So how perfect is it that Walmart has greeting cards starting at just 44 cents? One stop and I can stock up and get the right card for everyone for the same price as a stamp. And just in case my husband's listening, I love the romantic poem cards. Greeting cards for just 44 cents. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Save money with Bargain Watch at AM760.net. This week, get half off the Curse of Slaughterhouse Gulch and Haunted Mansion Haunted Houses. Plus, tons of coupons from businesses all around town. Brought to you by Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at AM760.net.
Damaged car is like a ticking time bomb. Airbags don't work and the car's electrical systems are rusting away. Avoid these waterlogged wrecks. Make sure you see a free Carfax vehicle history report. Just say, show me the Carfax, or go to Carfax.com.
Hey, this is Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud sponsor of AM 760 Radio. The solar electric systems installed by Independent Power Systems in 2008 alone prevented 530 tons of carbon dioxide from entering the atmosphere. Do you know that's the equivalent of planting more than 12,000 trees? Independent Power Systems also installed the solar electric system at Coors Field. Independent Power Systems, 303-443-0105. and online at www.solaryps.com.
There's a significant change. Even my hairdresser has noticed a difference. She said that my hair looks much healthier and stronger. Thank you for making a great product. I would highly recommend it to everyone.
I finally found a shampoo and conditioner that cleans my hair thoroughly but gently. My hair is much softer and more manageable. The product smells fantastic.
These survey responses are from people just like you, sharing their Ovation experiences of thicker, fuller, stronger, and longer hair. Improve the health of your hair with Ovation Cell Therapy. Log on to OvationHair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for a special introductory discount. That's OvationHair.com. And remember to enter AM760 for your special discount. OvationHair.com.
Ovation is so good, it's guaranteed.
Face it, we all just want our vehicles to work. At Cottman Transmission, we deliver superior service to get your vehicle back on the road. We also deliver convenience, including pickup and drop-off. If you need us, we're here. Call 303-761-8841 or go to CottmanDenver.com.
Do you find yourself forgetting things? Don't feel as sharp as you used to? Then listen to what Steve from Minneapolis says about Neurostin.
I'm 51 and was feeling off my game. The young guys at my office, they're sharp. Meanwhile, I was having trouble forgetting names and important information. I've got to stay competitive. This is my life we're talking about. So when my wife saw an article about Neurostin, she called for a free trial.
Neurostin is a scientific breakthrough with clinically proven ingredients that can dramatically improve your memory, focus, and concentration and help reverse years of memory loss. Call in the next 10 minutes for a free supply. 1-800-900-3880.
Neurostin helps me keep up with the best of them. My memory's what it was 15 years ago.
A better memory's just a phone call away. Call now to try all-natural Neurostin risk-free while supplies last. For your free trial, call 1-800-900-3880 in the next 10 minutes and tell the operator you want to improve your memory for free. 1-800-900-3880. 1-800-900-3880.
What home repairs are you struggling with? Get the help you need with the Home Pros. Hi, this is Joe Greenberg.
And Lenora Greenberg with $99 Rooter.
Host of the Home Pros. Join us every Saturday beginning at 12 noon.
For help with that home repair, right here on AM 760 KKZN.
Can't see the Front Range at all from our window here in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. It's one of those days you just like didn't want to get out of bed. It's when it's cold and raining, you just, I don't know, it's like dark out. You just want to pull the covers up and just hang out. Unfortunately, most of us have to go to work. And actually, those of us who have a job to go to are among the lucky ones in this economy. Okay, joining us now is Tom Frank, the author of What's the Matter with Kansas, the author of One Market Under God, The Wrecking Crew. He's a columnist at the Wall Street Journal. His latest column about health care. Tom, thanks for being here.
You got it, Dave.
No Michael Brown this time, by the way. Brownie is not in the
he's
building.
He's staying in his office?
Yeah,
he's got you tuned in, and when he hears that, he's gonna be, you know.
He's gonna run over. I'm barring the door. Your article, this week, your column in the Wall Street Journal is about healthcare and the predator state. Now, the predator state is a term, kind of coined, by Jamie Galbraith, the economist, that was used to describe the government's collusion with big business on behalf of big business. Now we hear the term predator being used by Republicans to try to tarnish the idea of government during the healthcare debate. What do the conservatives have wrong about in their usage of this term?
Well, they've got it just about exactly wrong. By the way, when I first heard this, I thought that this is another, in my book, The Wrecking Crew, I talk about this sort of, one of the peculiarities of the conservative movement is that it likes to grab the language and the symbolism of its opponents and basically to mimic them. And so you have, anti-communists that model their organizations after the Communist Party and that read Chairman Mao, and you have things like Michelle Malkin's new book is called culture of corruption, which you recall was I think Nancy Pelosi coined that term to describe mm-hmm. Tom DeLay Congress, the sort of the conservative movement.
Do they think they're being funny when they do that, or like tongue in cheek? Or
I think they think they're being profound.
I see.
Or they're doing something very, very clever.
Right, right.
I think there's something, you know, borderline pathetic about it. It's like, you know, an elementary school playground trick, you know? But when I first heard all these conservatives using the term the government is a, they always say the same thing. They say the government isn't a fair competitor, the government is a predator. So they're saying the government is a predator, and I thought they're doing this to Jamie Galbraith, but I strongly doubt I think they just thought they were coming up with something clever. I strongly doubt they even know about his book. I mean, I had a lot of fun with them in the Wall Street Journal the other day, I guess yesterday, but I didn't, I don't actually think that they, read books like that. But they've basically, you know, they're just throwing words around, which is what they like to do. And
and predator is a scary word.
Yeah, and we all know what it means: predatory pricing, or predatory lending. These are terms that are usually used to describe sharp practices, business practices. And they're using it to describe the state. Sounds frightening. Right. Okay. Well, Jamie Galbraith's idea in the book, the predator state, is that the state, when the state is sort of taken over, conquered, captured, whatever you want to call it, by private interests, and when the state acts like a business or like the arm of a business, that's when the state becomes predatory. When it gets enlisted in the cause of some industry or other. And there's hundreds of examples of this. The one that I used in my column is when essentially the Bush administration, the Bush administration was used by all sorts of different industries to get their way, but one of them was Big Pharma.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things the Bush administration did was it enlarged Medicare to cover prescription drugs, but they did it in such a way so as not to control the drug prices at all. Which takes some doing,
totally.
I think about the issue. To not control drug prices at all, and to pass along what Galbraith calls the monopoly pricing of Big Pharma, pass it along to the taxpayer.
Okay, so that's the predatory state.
You take some aspect of an established aspect of the state like Medicare, and you turn it to an industry's advantage. Okay. So it's when the state becomes, private-minded,
right,
or focused on private profits. That's when it's predatory. Okay. So the Republicans are using this term, namely Chuck Grassley, saying that the public option is predatory, are using it to mean exactly the opposite. When the state is most public-minded, that's when he thinks it's being most predatory. Which is if you think about it, David,
So in other words, it would be
a really mind-blowing idea.
It would be predatory under this definition, under the Republican definition. It would be predatory for the government to negotiate lower drug prices from the pharmaceutical industry. That would be predatory.
Exactly. Because here's the problem, I guess, from the Republican perspective. If you did a public option and you did it right, and you had, a big sort of something like Medicare, but available to the entire, to everyone in the country, and you could sign up for it if you wanted, and you did without all the overhead that the private insurance industry has. And that overhead, by the way, is largely because they're constantly engaged in figuring out who's a risky person and kicking them off there and getting rid of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Denying their claims or taking away their policy or whatever it is. If you do away with that massive bureaucratic overhead and just have health insurance for everybody, it turns out, and you control, and you're able to negotiate with Big Pharma, you're able to negotiate with everybody, you can run a healthcare system much more cheaply. Okay, he thinks that's predatory. And when I was saying that, I was like, what could he mean by that? Like predatory pricing? Because actually all this is it's just incredibly efficient. And that's the funny thing. They're saying that when the government does something really, really efficiently, it's something we should we should stay away from.
It's bad.
We should be afraid of. It's like Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Now, obviously, the part of the reason for that is that, and we talked about this the last time you were on the show, is that when the government does things efficiently and well, that's bad for the conservative argument, right?
Yeah,
the conservatives.
It's not just bad for, you know, for their clients, you know, like Big Pharma.
Right, right.
It's bad for their movement.
Right. It's bad for their, the way they win elections is to say the government's bloated and can't do anything right.
Government fails.
Government
yeah.
fails. So when the government
and,
does
by the way, something. They're saying that constantly right now.
Constantly. Now, I should ask. I mean, the real concern, I think, on this bill is that lobbyists, conservative Democrats and Republicans are actually trying to turn it into what Jamie Galbraith would call a part of the predator state. The
yeah.
idea that if you don't have a public option, if you have massive public subsidies, weak regulations, and an individual mandate to buy insurance, you're effectively, arguably, taking this bill and making it into a giant subsidy, an unregulated subsidy, for the insurance industry. Now
that's exactly right.
That's
yeah.
what the predator state really is. And so what's so weird about this is, you're right, the conservatives are making an argument that to not have the bill be that would be bad. That's effectively what they are arguing.
Yeah. And if the bill is anything other than a massive handout courtesy of you and me to the insurance industry, then it's predatory. If it's anything other than that, if it's anything, you know, remotely, you know, public spirited, it is an astonishing, you know, abuse of the term. But they've all been doing it. I mean, if you do a Google search, you'll find lots of different Republicans.
Okay, but I've got to ask this. I mean, this assumes that the conservative movement, and I know this is not a great leap, but is entirely dishonest. Because let's be clear. I mean, as much as these politicians are pushing these arguments, a lot of them aren't completely stupid, right? I mean, they've got to a conservative, an ideological conservative, who doesn't want to spend, who wants to lower the amount of money that the government spends, has to look at individual proposals in this health care bill and say, you know, well, yeah, you know, public option would actually create competition, and we're supposed to be for competition, and it would bring down the cost. So are we to assume that from this debate that basically all of the Republicans know what they're saying and know how dishonest it is, or is there some sort of rationale they've come up with in their own mind where this is actually, they're being entirely consistent with conservative ideology?
The public debates, you know, people say ridiculous things, and the question is, are they being dishonest? I generally try to stay away from that term because it just short circuits.
But I guess what I mean is, like, okay, if they want to turn,
I think they have convinced themselves that they're being consistent with their. You know, look, hating government is article number one of their, you know, mental or of their philosophy.
But what they're effectively trying to do is hand away, you know, hundreds of billions of dollars to insurance companies, which is
yeah.
not conservative. It's not liberal, but it's certainly not conservative. So I wonder.
Well, there's one way of rationalizing it. It discredits the state. It discredits government.
But that's a tactic. Meaning that's not
true.
That's not like, you know, the government's failing just because the government sort of systemically fails. That's like, we're trying to make the government fail.
Right, but nobody's calling them on that.
and you know what? That's probably, as you've said so many times, that's actually part of the big problem. We gotta run here. Tom Frank, he's the author of What's the Matter with Kansas, The Wrecking Crew, his new column in the Wall Street Journal. We will link to it on our website at www.am760.net. Tom, thanks for taking the time this morning.
You got it, Dave.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.
8:50 here on AM760 Progressive Talk. We're going to go back to our discussion of health care in the 9 a.m. hour, but after this next break, we will do some news of the weird. So stick around for that after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Traffic's starting to loosen up a little bit. Volumes, anyway. Speed's still pretty slow for us as you're making your way around town, especially southbound I-25 and North Glen, 120th to 84th. Again, 48th past Spear. Northbounders, Downing Street to 6th Avenue, a struggle. They did clean up that crash on the northbound side there at Yale, so a little easier getting out of the tech center now. Our only crash out there on the radar is still at Colorado near Alameda. Scattered showers falling around Denver still. Splashback might be an issue. Perhaps some snowflakes falling out in the foothills. Getting reports of that going on in Boulder. Patchy fog in the Castle Rock area, as well as some patchy fog in the foothills. Your forecast today, cloudy, windy, and cold with light areas of rain and snow. Mostly snow after 3 o'clock this afternoon, but little accumulation, just about an inch or two. Look for a high around 39 degrees right now, 38 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
It's one of Goodyear's biggest sales of the year, and now through October 31st, you can get up to $50 by mail-in rebate when you buy a set of four select Goodyear tires. For details and to find a participating retailer, go to GoodyearDealers.com/Denver or call 1-877-GOODYEAR.
AM 760 has the J. Marvin Show mornings at 6.
REI asks, just how great can the great outdoors be? Find out at the REI Fall Sale. With great deals to help you gear up and get outside. Save up to 30% on select camping, backpacking, cycling, and hiking gear. All backed by our satisfaction guarantee. Plus, members can save 20% on one item. Not a member? It's the perfect time to join. October 9th through 18th. Visit your local REI or REI.com. REI. Find out. Offer applies to one full price item. Exclusions apply.
ForeclosureAnswers.com. I've met Jeff Gadd at Colorado Foreclosure Answers, a Coldwell banker. Jeff says people get foreclosed because they don't know there are options. Jeff is professional, discreet, and understanding, and will help you for free. Go to ColoradoForeclosureAnswers.com. Don't pay anyone a dime until you talk to Jeff. Call 720-231-2509.
Decisions. Business owners make hundreds of them every day. Hire or make do. Pay vendors or hold off. Go after new business or conserve resources. And when business owners recently talked to American Express Open about how they pay bills, the decisions they had made were equally different. Take Mark Pascal of Pascal Electric. He pays 80 to 90% of his expenses with a gold card from American Express Open and likes the results.
Cash flow. That's where the card comes in for me. It buys me an additional 30 days of money to keep my business. Couldn't live without it.
However, other business owners prefer to pay bills a different way, like Alan Hugg, founder of InnerGuide Technologies.
You know, checks work just fine for my business. They're easier to track, and I like the paper trail. We just want as tight a handle on things as we possibly can.
Is the gold card right for you? Visit goldforbusiness.com and hear both sides of the story from established business owners. Then decide for yourself.
When did you start feeling older? When was the last time you felt active and alive? When you felt alert and energized? If it seems like you're often tired and you don't feel as good as you used to, you should know it doesn't have to be this way. If you want to go from aging to active, get ready to call because we're giving away free trials of a fish oil formula that guarantees you'll feel a difference. To try it risk-free, call 1-800-500-3968. Omega-3 fish oil has been recommended by thousands of physicians around the world to help keep your heart, bones, joints, muscles, and skin healthy. And now researchers are discovering that fish oil with vitamin D supports your healthy energy levels and mood. For a free trial of pharmaceutical-grade Omega Berry fish oil, call now. We'll guarantee you'll feel a difference. Call 1-800-500-3968 for your risk-free trial. 1-800-500-3968. That's 1-800-500-3968.
Is your computer running slowly? Does it take more than 3 seconds for your email to load? Are you getting pop-ups? How about spam? Well, if you're experiencing any of these symptoms, your computer and your privacy are at risk. Because these are the telltale signs of a virus. It'll only get worse until you act. Get a free diagnosis at mycleanpc.com and optimize your PC.
I got the free diagnosis, and now my computer is lightning fast.
My computer never crashes anymore.
Talk about optimization.
My computer isn't even this fast at work.
MyCleanPC.com will remove spyware, viruses, and virus-infected emails, all while optimizing your PC performance. It's all-in-one protection, and it's been raved about by USA Today and Computer World. The diagnosis is free. Just log on to MyCleanPC.com. Even if you have antivirus software, your computer could still be infected. Find out instantly with a free comprehensive diagnosis at MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slowly or you're still getting pop-ups, you need to get your free diagnosis from MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
When you hear that, that's time for News of the Weird. AP reports North Dakota woman's 7-foot-long dog could be a record holder. Boomer may be a buster, measuring 3 feet tall at the shoulders and 7 feet long from nose
Does
to destruction.
Does he play center?
Does he play center on the dog team? From nose to destructive wagging tail, he might be the world's tallest living dog. 1,725-pound pumpkin takes the prize in Ohio. A teacher from Ohio has won top honors in a pumpkin-growing contest. That's right, with a 1,700-pound behemoth that could land worldwide bragging rights. Another AP story from Louisiana. Naked burglar breaks into home, cooks, and showers. Police said a naked man who appeared to be drunk or on drugs broke into a home in Louisiana, cooked and ate a meal, and took a shower before leaving, wrapped only in a sheet. New technology is cutting the cost of killing bed bugs across the country. ABC reports that universities are investing heavily in technology to try to deal with a bed bug outbreak. Amazon Kindle cuts its price to $259. I still say it's one of the best investments you can make if you're a reader. I love it. I love the Amazon Kindle. An Italian scientist and his team claim to have replicated the Shroud of Turin, believed by many to be the burial cloth of Jesus. That's over at LiveScience.com. This week's question over there, does taste decrease with age? They're asking folks to weigh in on that. I kind of think it does. A pair of amateur fossil enthusiasts have uncovered the world's biggest dinosaur footprints found in the Jura Plateau near the southeastern city of Lyon. In France, the prints are thought to belong to a giant vegetarian sauropod. NASA refines its asteroid path towards Earth. NASA scientists have recalculated the path of a large asteroid. Let's hope it's not going to hit us. That's your News of the Weird. After the break, we're going to open up the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. Which do you want running your health care, corporate America or big government? After the national news.
Mario Solis Mar.
We're here 24 hours a day. It's private. If you take the cordless phone into your bedroom and shut the door, you can get a reading that is confidential and intimate because you're not face-to-face. I'm Marin with California Psychics. You can call up to keep that privacy, and we respect that privacy.
Over 500,000 people have connected with California Psychics on the phone because it offers them convenience, availability, privacy, and confidentiality. And they realize that you don't have to have a face-to-face reading to benefit from our psychics' insightfulness and honesty. Plus, California Psychics makes this promise. If your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com.
We're always there, spur of the moment.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com for a phenomenal phone reading. That's 1-800-PREDICT, and if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Make one call and discover how to get 100 quality prospects. But you must call now, 1-800-700-5976. That's 1-800-700-5976.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. The price tag's attached, and a health care reform measure is another day closer to a vote. Let's go live to Capitol Hill and CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss.
Buoyed by a Congressional Budget Office report, the $829 billion 10-year measure is not only fully paid for, but will drive down health costs and actually reduce the federal deficit. Democrats plan a Senate Finance Committee vote early next week. Despite the new numbers, Republicans, led by Senator Mitch McConnell, remain fiercely opposed.
Americans are concerned about all this spending. They want straight answers.
House Democrats are meeting behind closed doors again today. They're moving closer to a bill that would likely provide more generous subsidies to buy health insurance and offer a public option. Live on Capitol Hill, Bob Fuzz, CBS News.
The Commonwealth Fund is out with its annual report card on how well the states do in providing for the health care needs of residents. Ranking at the top, Vermont, Hawaii, Iowa, Minnesota, Maine, and New Hampshire. And the fund's Karen Davis says the rest of the country could learn from these six.
If all states just did as well as the best states, we could save 78,000 lives a year. So we're clearly falling short of what's achievable.
Retail sales, nothing to write home about in September, but the sales declines in most cases were less than what forecasters had been expecting. One chain, The Limited, had its first positive month in 2 years. Retail analyst Ken Perkins.
There is a little improvement here. We've seen some positive surprises. About two-thirds of our retail metrics index is surprised on the upside. And, you know, looks like we're going to come in down about 0.5% for the month when everything's said and done.
The Taliban's claimed responsibility for today's car bomb attack near the Indian embassy in Kabul that's left at least 17 people dead and dozens more wounded. CBS's Mandy Clark was in the area when the bomb exploded.
It has a high level of security. I was there because I was going to the Ministry of Interior, but there's also the Indian embassy, and there's just a bunch of different secure areas where a lot of embassy types are.
Anyone who flies will find little trouble believing the results of a Brookings Institution study that concludes lengthy airline delays are twice as frequent now as they were 20 years ago. The problem is the worst in 26 cities, including New York, Chicago, Atlanta, and San Francisco. David Castleveder of the Air Transport Association says he's not shocked.
What is very clear, has been clear to us, and remains clear, is that we have an antiquated air traffic control system that is the primary driver of the delays that we see in our airspace today.
This year's Nobel Prize in Literature has been awarded to the Romanian-born German writer Herta Mueller. Columbia University Literature Professor Andreas Hewson says Mueller's prose is remarkable.
She has an extraordinary power of language. The language sort of uses very poetic, often surrealist imagery, which makes for beautiful reading.
Mueller was cited for stories that highlight the lives of the dispossessed. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 63 points. This is CBS News.
Attention homeowners, put down the pigskin. Lawn season is not over. Fall is when your lawn needs food to build its roots. That's why fall is the best time to feed. And Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard is the food it wants. WinterGuard gives grass a deep Turf Builder feeding, creating stronger roots for a stronger lawn. I repeat, put down the pigskin and pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard. Then pass the nachos. That concludes this Lawn Desk Alert. More details at scotts.com.
You look hot.
Thanks.
No, I mean your face is flushed and you're sweating.
Oh, that's nothing really.
I think you have the flu.
Instead of the flu, get a seasonal flu shot at Walgreens and arm yourself for the ones you love. There's no appointment necessary and it's just $24.99. Walgreens. There's a way to stay well. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health condition related restrictions may apply. Other vaccines may be available. Call your local pharmacy for time, availability, and details. May be covered by Medicare Part B or your insurance plan.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. Seven of the eight soldiers from Fort Carson who died over the weekend in Afghanistan have received the Bronze Star. The Army says they died saving the lives of others.
We professionally made sure that the families were notified in a timely manner and that if they needed support, they knew how to go about getting it.
Major David Chandler says the soldiers were ambushed Saturday in a battle that started at dawn and raged throughout the day.
We'll look at this event and take the great things that the soldiers did over there to win the day. And we'll incorporate that into future training.
Another soldier stationed at Fort Carson was killed on Sunday. A cold front brings us rain and snow today. National Weather Service meteorologist Mike Baker says it shouldn't amount to much.
Unless we get a nice heavy band of snow move across, can't rule that out. We have a jet stream in the area. That's always a problem.
Temperatures will drop throughout the day. We're already seeing some flakes in Fort Collins. This storm will clear out tomorrow before another storm moves in. In sports, remember, it's just one game, but it would sure help if the Rockies could win Game 2 of their playoff series with the Phillies. Aaron Cook is the starting pitcher for Game 2 this afternoon. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where this morning's commute was a really busy one. That due to a mixture of a lot of volume and those wet roads making everybody go slow. Remain so as we get to this tail end of this rush. Eastbound I-70 crowded and slow after Colorado as you're making your way towards Peoria. That due in part to that volume and that earlier crashes and busy sections I was telling you about. This is responsible for some late delays on 270 as well. Speeds are going to dip down into the 20s and 30s for northbounders on I-25 as you're making your way underneath the bridges towards 6 Avenue, and they've cleaned up that wreck, Colorado and Bayonne. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high in the mid to upper 30s today. There is a good chance of seeing some afternoon snowfall. Now, it's not going to stick to the pavement, but the grass is going to turn white with a total of accumulation of right around an inch, currently 34 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Babies cry, so what's your plan? Learn how to soothe a crying baby and what to do when you can't stop the crying. Learn how to prepare caregivers and how to talk to anyone about shaken baby syndrome. Visit calmacryingbaby.org today.
Obama's not your enemy. Obama's not your savior.
He's just the guy that got elected president of the United States like a bunch of other folks in the past. He's trying to address a problem that is now in the households of families by the millions.
Ed Schultz.
And there's a guy, a nutcase across the street that has figured out how to make a dollar by scaring the hell out of you that he's Hitler.
The Ed Schultz Show. Mornings 10 to 1 on AM 760. Colorado's Progressive Talk.
This is why we have Psycho Talk.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
907 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Still gray out there, still cold out there. And still rainy and snowy. We just did News of the Weird. I just want to reread this one story. It's so crazy. NASA refines asteroid. There it is. NASA refines asteroid Apophis's path toward Earth. This makes me a little uncomfortable. Using updated information, NASA scientists have recalculated the path of a large asteroid. The refined path indicates a significantly reduced likelihood of a, quote, hazardous encounter with the planet. The Apophis asteroid is approximately the size of 2.5 football fields. The new data were documented by near-Earth object scientists at NASA. They're going to present their updated findings at a meeting. Apophis has been one of those celestial bodies that has captured the public's interest since it was discovered in 2004, said one of the scientists. Updated computational techniques and newly available data indicate that the probability of an Earth encounter on April 13th, 2036 has dropped from 1 in 45,000 to about 4 in a million. So that's good news. That sort of is like, I hope they're telling us the truth. You know, they're not just like making that up. It's just kind of creepy. Yeah. They just, oh, well, actually, you know, nothing to worry about, folks. Nothing to worry about. Just a giant asteroid heading towards the planet. A couple more, real quick, a couple more stories. This is interesting. Off the Washington Post just now, nearly 70 years ago, the federal government began issuing hundreds of billions of dollars in savings bonds to finance the greatest war effort in the nation's history. But the bonds came with a catch. They wouldn't be paid off for 40 years, an unusually long time. As the decades passed after World War II, $16 billion worth of bond certificates were either forgotten in dusty attics or thrown out in the trash. The treasure has remained completely unclaimed, but now someone is stepping forward. The states, a half dozen state governments, have filed a lawsuit against the government to get the money. Pretty interesting. My mom just found about $700 worth of bonds that I had gotten as a kid that I forgot about. So make sure to cash your bonds if they're due. One other piece of news. I can't tell if this is hilarious or disgusting. The New York Times reports it's about as subtle as a playground taunt. A television ad for New Jersey Governor John Corzine shows his challenger, Christopher Christie, stepping out of an SUV in extreme slow motion, his extra girth moving
just as slowly in several different directions at once. In case viewers missed the point, a narrator snidely intones that Mr. Christie, quote, threw his weight around to avoid getting traffic tickets. In the ugly contest for New Jersey's gubernatorial seat, Corzine and Christie have traded all sorts of shots, but now Mr. Corzine's campaign is calling attention to his rival's corpulence in increasingly overt ways. That's pretty over the top. Pretty over the top. All right, we're going to go back to the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. Let's ring in the dojo if we can.
Fear does not exist in this dojo, does it?
No, Sensei!
Pain does not exist in this dojo, does it?
No, Sensei!
Defeat does not exist in this dojo, does it?
No, Sensei!
Okay, so the AM 760 Progressive Dojo is open. We're going to talk about... continue our discussion about healthcare, because it's obviously an important topic. And specifically, I have two questions that I want to throw out there. First is specifically about the healthcare legislation moving through the Congress. The Senate Finance Bill passed, no public option, comes in at about $800 billion, which is a fairly small amount of money. Now you're saying, well, Dave, what do you mean that's small? Well, it's about 1/20 the amount we've spent handing out money to Wall Street. And it's, you know, $800 billion is about a year and a half. It's $800 billion over 10 years. That's about a year and a half, about a year and a half's worth of the Pentagon budget. So pretty small in comparative terms. And because it's so small, and because it doesn't have a public option, the Washington Post reports that for most Americans, it will mean no change. That's right. For most Americans, this bill will mean no change. That people who have insurance through their employer will see almost no change. That there'll be some tweaks to the individual market, pretty mild. For people who don't have insurance, there'll be some serious subsidies, and that's important. That's not unimportant. I don't want to pretend that is. But for most Americans, there won't be change. Now, we've been hearing for months that from the media that, hey, Americans don't like big change. They only want incremental change. So when you hear that there's no public option, that this will be major subsidies for the insurance industry, and if you're a typical American, you'll see almost no change in your healthcare situation, in your healthcare security, does that make you happy? The media would have us believe that Americans only want incremental change, and so the media would have us believe that this should make us happy. So I'm wondering, are you happy when you hear that this really won't mean, after all of this debate, that this really won't mean much of a change? Does that make you psyched? Or does it outrage you? I think it's a freaking outrage. But what do you think? 303-713-7600. And then the bigger question, which Tom Frank from the Wall Street Journal, his column raises, is the center of this debate is, who are we most comfortable with providing our health care, corporations or the government? Ultimately, one of those is going to provide health insurance to us, or we'll have no insurance. But if you don't want to be uninsured, you have ultimately this debate asks us to make a philosophical choice. Which do we want providing our health care, for-profit corporations or the government? And I believe that what the insurance industry really fears about a public option is not the competition, although I'm sure they don't want competition, but what they fear is that there's a lot of people out there who, at a philosophical level, are going to say, hey, you know what? If I'm given the choice between two pretty similar insurance plans, and one is administered by the government, and one is administered by a for-profit corporation, I think the insurance industry is worried that there are millions of Americans out there who are going to say, philosophically, I'd rather be insured by a non-profit government entity, which, as a voter with a congressperson, I at least have some small-d democratic ways to pressure, as opposed to a giant corporation which can simply say, screw you, and I've got no power over it. So I'm wondering, at that philosophical level, where do you come down? If you had a choice between two similar plans, would you choose a for-profit corporation or would you choose the government? Because that's really what this debate has been about and should be about. 303-713-7600. Again, 303-713-7600. We've got some open lines here in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. Dan and Greeley. Dan, you're on AM 760.
Hey, hey, Dave, how you doing?
Good.
All right. I'm disgusted with the whole thing. It's, you know, the thing coming out of Congress is toothless. It's not going to help the average person. I personally have great health care and fantastic coverage. If I go in the hospital tomorrow, my out-of-pocket is almost nothing. But my sister, who's an independent contractor, she's got nothing, absolutely nothing. One single illness, and she's wiped out. And I don't care how many subsidies that they give them. It's awful.
Well, I wonder. I mean, so in some ways, at a personal level, just an individual level, just looking at yourself, you might say, hey, it's not a big deal to me if nothing changes because you got good coverage. But you know somebody in your circle who that's absolutely unacceptable, that result.
Right. But I don't agree with it on an entire societal level. That doesn't set well with me at all. I want everybody to have health care. And to answer your other question, whether it's corporate or government, it has to be government. A lady you were talking to earlier this morning said, well, it can't go across state lines because they can't get the doctors into the network and they can't be as efficient. Well, what are they being efficient at? At health care, or are they being efficient at making money?
Right.
That's what. They're making money. And that's what it is. And so it is fraught with negligence from day one. It's not going to work.
And that state line issue, I mean, I really want to reiterate that because this is, you know, the latest right-wing talking point that, oh, you know, the way to deal with the health care crisis, you hear two things. We have to do malpractice insurance reform. And I think, you know, some reforms are probably a good idea in that. But the idea that that's central to our healthcare crisis, no. I mean, the Congressional Budget Office under the Republicans has said that even the most draconian malpractice reforms would result in at most about a 1% savings on our total health care costs. And then
that is such a common theme coming, starting with Bush when he was in Texas.
Absolutely.
You know, absolutely. They've been fighting with that for years, and that is so overblown.
And the reason it's, and the second piece, and then I'll get to the motive of what's really going on here. The second piece is, well, if we just let insurance companies sell across state lines. Now, the reason that's a lot of nonsense, the Congressional Budget Office, again, has said that that would have no major impact on insuring people, more people, or bringing down the price of health insurance. What it really would do is it would cause what's called a race to the bottom, where the insurance industry would look for the state with the least amount of insurance regulation. They would all incorporate there, all sell policies all across the country, and our own state, if we had better regulations, they could effectively circumvent them because they're not technically incorporated there. This is why, for instance, companies incorporate in Delaware, right?
Sure, right.
To avoid corporate taxes. It's a scam. So why are the Republicans pushing this? Well, you know, the malpractice reform stuff, what they want to do is they want to lower the amount that insurance companies who insure doctors have to pay out. They're trying to protect insurance companies, and they want to help insurance companies search for, again, the state with the least amount of regulation to, again, help pad insurance industry profits. And I think you're absolutely right. I think that there are millions of people out there like you who, if given the choice on paper of two insurance plans that look the same or look similar, one run by the government, one run by a private corporation, at a philosophical level, the insurance industry is afraid that there is a huge chunk of customers who will say, see you later, I feel more comfortable having my health insurance through a nonprofit government entity.
Right, and this fallacy of, well, the government is going to be between you and provider. There's somebody between you and your provider today. It's the insurance company. Okay. And they're telling you, no, I'm not paying it. You don't get it.
Of course. And that,
I know. It's just so frustrating.
It is really frustrating, and they like to tell one side of a story. Look, it's the same thing they do with taxes, right? You know, they rail on taxes, and then they rail on, you know, the schools not being good facilities. They rail on high taxes, and then they say our roads aren't very good. You know, there's a connection. You can't rail on taxes and then complain about crumbling infrastructure. It's the same thing with healthcare. You can't argue that big government would put somebody between you and your doctor in a health insurance system that has a health insurance bureaucrat between you and your doctor. Dan, thanks for the call. 919 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're going to take more of your calls in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. Which would you be more comfortable with? healthcare from a for-profit corporation or healthcare from big government? I'm putting it in the worst terms, right? Because that's the choice we have. Would you want healthcare from big corporate or big government? That's the question. And we'll put it in the worst terms, you know, call it big government, just to use to give the conservatives the benefit of the doubt. Which would you be more comfortable with? And now that you hear from the Washington Post that the bill moving through Congress for most Americans would not change the health insurance system, would not change the health care system. We hear so much that, oh, Americans are only into incremental change. Well, there you go. You got the Washington Post saying the health care bill with no public option written by insurance lobbyists now moving through the Congress wouldn't really change much for Americans. So does that make you happy? Does that make you feel like things are on the right track, or does that make you outraged? I'm in the outrage camp. Where are you? 303-713-7600. Let's get a traffic update. It's snowing out there now.
It is.
We can see it. It's coming down. I guess the winter is...
Bummer.
Well, you know what?
No.
I'm trying to get myself into a good mood. You know, winter sports are coming.
Good luck with that.
Let's get a traffic update from Mr. Sad over there.
Yeah, Mr. Grumpy. I got some major traffic on both sides of I-25 from end to end. Let's start on the northbound side down in Castle Rock. Castle Pines Parkway to Lincoln Avenue all the way up basically at Park Meadows Mall there. Going to be really heavy. Speeds in the 20s and 30s. Same deal once you get past the tech center from about Bellevue up to Yale. And then more jams Downing Street up past 6th Avenue. Now southbound side is starting to improve, but still heavy up in North Glen and Thornton again from 48th past Spear, and also jams there through the narrows around DU. No crashes, though, on the border, according to my cameras. That's a good thing, but still some heavy volumes out there on the turnpike westbound across Westminster, Sheridan, and McCasland. Also for southbounders on 225 getting out of Aurora at Parker Road. Same deal, eastbound 270, 76 to I-70, and on westbound C-470 in Littleton from Quincy out to Morrison Road. The forecast today, chance of snow and areas of drizzle, then snow likely this afternoon. Accumulation 1 to 2 inches, mainly just going to stick to the grassy areas. Highs in the upper 30s right now, 36 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The MLB Division Series continues with a triple header on TBS.
In my family, everyone has a different greeting card personality. My grandma loves funny cards. My daughter likes sweet cards. My son, he likes the ones that rhyme.
So how perfect is it that Walmart has greeting cards starting at just 44 cents? One stop and I can stock up and get the right card for everyone for the same price as a stamp. And just in case my husband's listening, I love the romantic poem cards. Greeting cards for just 44 cents. Save money, live better. Walmart.
My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath. Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see. Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them. And they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
At eHealthSaveNow.com. That's eHealthSaveNow.com. eHealthSaveNow.com.
Do you find yourself forgetting things? Don't feel as sharp as you used to? Then listen to what Steve from Minneapolis says about Neurostin.
I'm 51 and was feeling off my game. The young guys at my office, they're sharp. Meanwhile, I was having trouble forgetting names and important information. I've got to stay competitive. This is my life we're talking about. So when my wife saw an article about Neurostin, she called for a free trial.
Neurostin is a scientific breakthrough with clinically proven ingredients that can dramatically improve your memory, focus, and concentration and help reverse years of memory loss. Call in the next 10 minutes for a free supply. 1-800-900-3880.
Neurostin helps me keep up with the best of them. My memory's what it was 15 years ago.
A better memory's just a phone call away. Call now to try all-natural Neurostin risk-free while supplies last. For your free trial, call 1-800-900-3880 in the next 10 minutes and tell the operator you want to improve your memory for free. 1-800-900-3880. 1-800-900-3880.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I don't know if you saw this. Bob Dole, the former Senate Majority Leader, the Republican, saying that Congress should pass some version of the health care bill being debated in Congress. Now, that's good news and bad news, right? Remember what I always say. Watch the outfielder. Don't watch the ball, right? Always watch the outfielder. Don't watch the ball to see where the ball is going. It's hard to tell what kind of hit is happening, whether it's a fly out or a home run, by watching the ball. And watching the outfielder in politics means watching the opposition. If Bob Dole is pushing the Republicans to pass this bill, then it suggests that this bill ain't too great. And the Washington Post is reporting this morning that the bill really wouldn't mean much change for the average American. There would certainly be subsidies to cover at a minimal level some Americans who don't have health insurance. But for the average typical American who has some form of coverage, there would be almost no change. Does that make you happy or sad? Or do you think that's a good thing, or do you think that's an outrage? Some people say, hey, Americans don't want that much change. They just want incremental change. So if that's true, then hearing the news that the bill coming out of the Senate, hearing the news that it doesn't change much of anything, should be welcome news to America. My guess is it's not welcome news to America, that people think that a bill that simply hands over $800 billion to the insurance industry is probably not such a great idea. And when you hear that Bob Dole, an opponent of real health care reform for his entire career, is out there now saying we should pass this thing, that's not a good thing. Those are bad signs. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Also the question. If you have to choose, and most of us do have to choose, because, well, assuming you want health insurance, which do you want health insurance provided to you by? A private corporation or a government-run entity? That's ultimately the question at the center of healthcare reform. Do you want, I mean, because you hear conservatives say, oh, they don't like big government, but you never hear them trumpeting, of course, big corporation, right? You never hear big government's bad. I hate big government, but you never hear them say they love big corporation. Because they don't want to talk about that reality. The reality is most of us are covered by big corporation, and most of us don't like big corporation. So what I want to do is try to ask the question that really gets to the root of this healthcare debate. If and when you choose, if you have a choice, a philosophical choice between two similar plans on paper, you know, this benefit, this deductible, this premium, one run by a government entity, one run by a private for-profit corporation, which would you choose and why? 303-713-7600. Ed in Westminster. Ed, you're on AM 760.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm the other end of the spectrum. I would choose a private corporation.
Why?
There is, for several reasons. One, there is not one program that the government's got in play right now that a private corporation can't do it cheaper and with less individuals. You walk down any street that's been worked on by the city street workers, anyone, and you're going to see four guys out there with shovels and one guy doing the work.
Okay, hang on.
So,
all right, well, I'm going to let you continue, but let me just throw this at you. Why in the private insurance industry do we spend 18 to 20 cents per dollar on administrative costs, and in Medicare we spend 3 to 4 cents per dollar on administrative costs? You just said that there's no service that the government can do or does do more efficiently than a private corporation. Now, I've just given you the huge example in the healthcare industry.
All right. Why do most? I'm going to answer your question, and I want to do it in a kind of a roundabout way. Most doctors that choose to take Medicare patients only take a certain percentage of the Medicare patients because of the abysmally low payments they get from the government that are several weeks out from
hold on,
oh,
hold on,
when they
hold on a minute. You're diverting it.
And no, that's
not an answer to the question about administrative costs. You said
you said that
private corporations do everything more efficiently.
If you let me finish, it'll answer the question. If you limit how much money that you're going to pay the doctors, and the doctors don't have a choice, and they have no voice over how much they get paid out of it, your costs are going to be less.
And that's not administrative costs. Those are out-of-pocket costs. That is
there
the cost
is
of Medicare.
Of
We're
Medicare.
Talking about – you know, hold on a minute. Now you let me finish here. You said there is no service, no program that the government can do that can be done – it can't do any program more efficiently than a private entity. And I am showing you, I'm giving you the data that even conservatives don't argue with. That's the data about efficiency, administrative costs. There are much higher administrative costs in the for-profit insurance industry than in Medicare. Now, there's a separate issue, which I think is a legitimate, real issue, about Medicare reimbursement rates for doctors. But that's not administrative costs. Now, as a conservative, I want to make two points here. One, the reason why Medicare is more efficient is because administrative costs are high CEO salaries and their shareholder dividends and their paperwork, which corporations skim a profit off of, which Medicare doesn't. Now, secondly, if you really want to be a conservative and you want to turn to a discussion of Medicare reimbursement rates, you can't have it both ways, Ed. You can't come into the AM 760 Progressive Dojo and say that you're a conservative and that you don't want the government spend lots of money and then complain that Medicare reimbursement rates are too low. If you want to increase Medicare reimbursement rates, then you got to spend more government money.
All right. What I'm saying there is because of one of the reasons their costs are less is because of what they actually reimburse.
That's not administrative costs, though. I don't want to belabor the point, but that's not administrative costs. Administrative costs is the cost of actually running the program, right? There's costs to doctors.
That also includes what they pay the doctors.
No, it does not. No, it doesn't. That's a lot of nonsense. Administrative costs is the cost to administer. Yeah, I understand. No, I understand that. But in comparing apples to apples, administrative cost is a discussion of how much does it cost to run the actual Medicare program before we pay out benefits? How much does it cost to run the Medicare bureaucracy versus how much does it cost to run a private health insurance bureaucracy? And the administrative costs are way lower in Medicare. That's not debatable.
I won't disagree with. I do disagree with, and I vehemently disagree with, any time the government grabs hold of 1/6 of our economy.
As if at a philosophical level.
At a philosophical level. Because I can choose not to have medical insurance right now. That is my choice. I will pay the piper for it. I will pay, if I burn my own blister with that decision, it is my decision, and I'll sell my own blisters.
Okay, well, there's two issues with this.
I don't have a choice.
Okay, there's two.
I will be mandated.
There's two
there.
Issues with that. So your major problem then is the insurance mandate.
That is
the
is
mandate
correct.
To buy insurance. All right, and let me just respond to that, and then I got to take another call here. But let me respond to that. And some people have a philosophical opposition to that. My issue with this is that if you're going to have an insurance mandate, and we'll get to whether you should or not in a second, but if you're going to have one, then you need to have a public option in the sense that if the government's going to force you to buy insurance, then the government should provide a publicly run option for you to buy as opposed to simply mandating that you buy something from a private corporation. Now, you say you have a problem philosophically with it, with an insurance mandate. Part of the reason, and I'm not... You know, I can see in some ways both sides of this, but the reason why I come down in support of it is because when you are uninsured, if you get your hand cut off and you run to an emergency room, ultimately everybody else has to pay for you. So the idea that, oh, you know, you're going to get your arm accidentally cut off and then you're not going to run to an emergency room. I mean, you can talk like a tough guy, but you're going to run to an emergency room. And then the rest of us have to pick up the cost anyway because you didn't buy insurance. So that's one part of the reason you need an insurance mandate. The other part of the reason you need an insurance mandate is that the bigger the pool is, both private and public, the more you can actually drive down costs for everybody. Now, again, unless you're willing to say, which I just don't believe, I can't believe you if you're going to try to insist it. Unless you're going to say that if you get into a car accident and you've decided not to have insurance, you get into a horrible car accident, a disfiguring car accident, and then you're just, because you have insurance, you're just going to not go to an emergency room. Unless you're going to actually claim that, which nobody's really can claim that with a straight face, then your quote-unquote decision not to get insurance is going to be a cost to everybody else. Ed, thanks for the call. Bob in Denver, you're on AM 760. Bob.
How you doing?
Good.
Well, I'll tell you what, that guy wouldn't want to be my neighbor because if his house was burning down, I would not allow the socialist fire department to do anything to him. I'm just so fed up with these guys because the thing of it is, if we lost we're losing 45,000 Americans a year, that's almost as many people as we lost in Vietnam, and somehow that's okay. That's
right, and you're referring to the new Harvard study saying that 45,000 Americans.
I mean, it seemed like it's a pretty good study to me. And
absolutely.
To me, it's like, well, why is that okay? If you were losing that many troops in Afghanistan, everybody'd be up in arms.
No, that's that. You make a very good point. And actually, last night on Keith Olbermann's show, he made a similar point. He said, look, if a tidal wave, an earthquake, a volcano erupted and killed 45,000 people, the politicians, both sides, Republicans and Democrats, would immediately rush to address the problem. Why do we make a distinction between a natural disaster or a 9/11 and say that that's something we need to deal with immediately, but the natural disaster of illness, curable illness, isn't something that we should react in a similarly urgent fashion to? There is really a fundamental discrepancy there, right? I mean, unless you're willing to go this step and say if somebody gets cancer, it's their fault, but if somebody gets, you know, hurt in an earthquake, it's not their fault. Unless you're willing to go to that crazy fringe extreme and say it's all about fault, then there really is no difference. If 45,000 people are dying because of illness and a lack of coverage that we could provide them as a country, that's just as bad as 45,000 people dying in a terrorist attack or 45,000 people dying in a natural disaster. So why do we react urgently to one but not urgently to the other? It's a really, really important question. Bob, thanks for bringing it up. Thanks for the call. 938 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We will get back to the AM 760 Progressive Dojo after a traffic update with John Turk.
No accidents around the metro, just stop and go. And one spot I'm looking at right now, it's on northbound 25, Bellevue to Yale. Also looking at some slower jams, speeds in the teens or 20s and 30s on the southbound side, I-70 past Spear Boulevard. Also a little slow on the eastern side of I-70, elevated portion, Colorado Boulevard at 225. Had an early crash out there, but it's left some residual volume and never really quite recovered from that. Also some heavier jams going towards Boulder on the turnpike, Sheridan to McCaslin. Your forecast today, cloudy, windy, and cold, light areas of rain and snow, mostly snow after 3 p.m. But little accumulation, just about an inch or two. Look for a high around 39 degrees. Right now, we're at 36 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Do you know if your airbags are working? One out of every 25 airbags is not properly repaired after an accident. Make sure the airbags in your used car work. Step one to finding out, get a free Carfax vehicle history report. Just say, show me the Carfax, or go to Carfax.com.
Mario Solis Marriage.
Today on the Mario Solis Marriage Show, Charlie Rango still under fire. Should he...
If you've been looking for Pandora jewelry, look no further. Now it's at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared!
The incredible variety of Pandora charms allows you to create a bracelet that is a very personal history of your unforgettable moments. And Jared has an outstanding Pandora selection.
It can only be Jared!
Visit Jared on October 9th and 10th and get a Susan G. Komen for the Cure tote bag free with each $150 Pandora purchase. Available at most locations.
In my family, everyone has a different greeting card personality. My grandma loves funny cards. My daughter likes sweet cards. My son, he likes the ones that rhyme.
So how perfect is it that Walmart has greeting cards starting at just 44 cents? One stop and I can stock up and get the right card for everyone for the same price as a stamp. And just in case my husband's listening, I love the romantic poem cards. Greeting cards for just 44 cents. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Regular maintenance extends the life of your car, saves you money at the pump, and reduces air pollution. Enter to win $350 in vehicle maintenance and repair at aircarecolorado.com. Brought to you by the Maintenance Matters Coalition, EnviroTest Air Care Colorado, and Sportique Scooters. Maintenance, the smart thing to do.
You know if your airbags are working? One out of every 25 airbags is not properly repaired after an accident. Make sure the airbags in your used car work. Step one to finding out, get a free Carfax vehicle history report. Just say, show me the Carfax, or go to Carfax.com.
Special discount, OvationHair.com.
Ovation Cell Therapy has friends telling friends, it's that good.
Right now, you can use your Home Depot consumer credit card for special deferred financing store-wide on things like Stainmaster carpet. In over 100 styles now with new, lower prices. There's never been a better time to update your floors from the kids' rooms to the living room. And enjoy a little extra wiggle room to pay for it, thanks to special deferred financing store-wide. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through October 14th, U.S. only. See store for details.
DenverCorvette.com and CorvetteDenver.com are your destination for late model Corvette sales and service in Colorado. Large Corvette showroom, great Corvette service. Buy your next new or used Corvette from people who care. DenverCorvette.com is PureFloyChevrolet.com.
Is your computer running slowly? Does it take more than 3 seconds for your email to load? Are you getting pop-ups? How about spam? Well, if you're experiencing any of these symptoms, your computer and your privacy are at risk. Because these are the telltale signs of a virus. It'll only get worse until you act. Get a free diagnosis at mycleanpc.com and optimize your PC.
I got the free diagnosis, and now my computer is lightning fast.
My computer never crashes anymore.
Talk about optimization. My computer isn't even this fast at work.
MyCleanPC.com will remove spyware, viruses, and virus-infected emails, all while optimizing your PC performance. It's all-in-one protection, and it's been raved about by USA Today and Computer World. The diagnosis is free. Just log on to MyCleanPC.com. Even if you have antivirus software, your computer could still be infected. Find out instantly with a free comprehensive diagnosis at MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slowly or you're still getting pop-ups, you need to get your free diagnosis from MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
Stop wasting money and breathe easier. Enter today to win $350 in vehicle maintenance and repair at AirCareColorado.com. Regular maintenance saves you money and helps clean the air. Brought to you by the Regional Air Quality Council, EnviroTest, and the Maintenance Matters Coalition.
Talk. All right, I'm putting out a call. Email us, call us. If you are a conservative and you are against an insurance mandate on individuals, then to be consistent and you want to be able to choose not to buy insurance, it would make sense that, and you call yourself conservative and you don't like sharing the burden, spreading the risk for health insurance by enlarging the pool of people who are insured through an individual mandate. If you are a conservative who feels that way, I want to hear from you, and I want to hear you take a pledge that if you get your arm cut off in a threshing machine, that you're not going to show up to an emergency room. Because when you show up to an emergency room and you've chosen not to have health care coverage, I'm not saying you can't, not for people who can't afford it but who want it. I'm saying if you choose not to have health insurance, if that's the choice you as a conservative want to make, then you should be prepared to say that if you get disfigured in a car accident and you need critical emergency care, that you will say and you will sign a document, you will state to the ambulance people who come to get you that you do not want to be cared for because you have no insurance. Or maybe you want to be cared for and spend all of your bank savings account. But assuming you don't have enough to cover, let's say, a major reconstructive surgery, which can cost hundreds of thousands of dollars, I want to hear you actually argue and tell us, to this audience, I want to hear somebody make the argument that they, if they get their arm cut off in a threshing machine, they need emergency surgery, that they are willing to choose to not be uninsured, and then will choose not to go to an emergency room. Because by going to an emergency room without insurance, insurance that you've chosen not to buy, you are spreading the costs onto everybody else. If you want that to be your right not to buy insurance, then you better be willing, as a conservative who doesn't want to collectivize or socialize the risk, you better be willing to say, hey, I get my arm cut off. I'm not going to do an ER. I'm not going to go to an ER. I'll just bleed out. I'll bleed out and die. I want to hear from you. Because if you want to be consistent, if you want to talk about being, you know, tough, consistent, ideological conservatives, bring it into the AM760 Progressive Dojo. We'll see how consistent you really are. Mike in Littleton. Mike, you're on AM760.
Yes, I can relate to the insurance issue both as a professional and as being medical power of attorney. I'd like to start with being medical power of attorney. My experience, both of my parents had Medicare and then had a secondary insurance to pick up what Medicare didn't cover. I was the medical power of attorney for both of them as they died in two separate situations. My father died of Parkinson's disease as well as cancer. My mother died of gangrene due to a circulatory problem. And I managed both of them for about the last 2 years of their lives. I did not have one issue with Medicare ever. I never spoke to a government official about what I was doing or what kind of care they were getting. It worked perfectly.
Yeah, well, this is why polls show that people are way more happy with Medicare than they are with the private insurance system. I mean, that's the thing that Republicans just don't even want to talk about.
Well, and I'm not saying this from an intellectual point of view. I'm talking from experience. That's what happened. It was a tremendous relief for me that the Medicare worked so well because I had a lot of other things I was tending to, mainly them and their medical care. I didn't need to fight with an insurance company at the same time.
That's exactly right. And again, the empirical data shows that most people, when you ask them a question about how happy they are with Medicare, they would say exactly the same thing that you're saying.
I was also a private clinical social worker with a license in the state of Colorado. And it was doing well in my private practice up to about 10 years ago when the HMO business really caught on. And basically what the HMO was, they created a middle-level management program to keep money away from services. And I had a very difficult time getting the number of sessions I needed in working with children and family. Often when I called, I would have to call to ask for extension of services. I would talk with somebody who either had no bachelor's degree or had a bachelor's degree in a non-affiliated educational college like English or something. I have no problem with people having a bachelor's degree in English, but they shouldn't be placed as gatekeepers for medical care.
That's right, because it's the private profit motive here. I mean, it's the medical loss ratio. It's the HMO was seeking to, first and foremost, maximize profit because it's a for-profit corporation. And you've given us a great example of how that profit motive took a healthcare system that seemed to be doing fine and started squeezing the very thing that the healthcare system is supposed to be delivering, which is healthcare. Mike, thanks for the call, man. Brian in Loveland, you're on AM760.
How you doing today?
All right.
I want to first and foremost let you know that you're talking to a lifelong Republican who just recently, of course, the last voting process, registered as independent and voted pretty much almost all Democrat.
Interesting. Very cool.
Yeah. Well, I'm self-employed, and we moved here from California not too long ago, and we had Kaiser, and we paid at that time about $1,200 a month. And Kaiser was amazing. They did everything for us. And I could afford the payments at the time. It's a different situation today. I can't. And they don't have the Kaiser that I'm looking for where I particularly live. And of course, moving across state lines, we were dropped immediately. So I went seeking new insurance in the area, found some insurance. It was about $800 a month. They promised the same exact coverage that we had through Kaiser. Myself and my wife were planning to have a second child. We got the insurance before we started the whole process. We were told that we had full maternity coverage. When it came time for our first sonogram appointment, our insurance basically said that we were not covered for that. So we had to fight it. We fought it. They agreed to fix it. We're a little stressed, but they said you are 100% covered for maternity. When it came time to have the baby, we received a $10,000 bill in the mail from the hospital and a letter from our insurance saying that they declined coverage because she got pain medication for the pregnancy, and they said it wasn't a natural childbirth, which is what they said we were covered for.
Wow.
So here we are. Here we are today, half a year later, with $10,000 in debt, bad credit, no insurance, and but there's a light to the end of this tunnel. Right now, our two youngest sons, they have Medicare. I don't know how we qualified, but we're very fortunate. We're very lucky it happened. And I got to tell you, Medicare is amazing. At first, it was a little, bumpy. Our son has ADHD, our oldest child. He's 8 years old. And his medication is about $125 a month. We were paying that out of our pocket without the insurance. Medicare pays for it fully.
I mean, this is a scary, you know, you've given us, just, and this is one of many stories that, I mean, there are just countless numbers of stories like this. It's a scary story in the sense that people say that they are happy with their current insurance coverage, as you were, until, in many cases, you actually have to use your insurance coverage. What happened to you with this, with the maternity situation, right? I mean, it's a perfect example. People say, hey, you know, hey, we're pretty happy with our insurance coverage, until you go and deal with your insurance company, and you inevitably run into stuff like this. I just ran into a problem like this on a much smaller scale. Everybody runs into problems like this. So the idea that because people say that they're happy with their current insurance means that they don't want health care reform is ridiculous, because I think people understand implicitly that my insurance may not be what I necessarily think it is or what I necessarily was sold on. They have a sense that those provisions, the hundreds of pages that come with the policy, are designed to make sure the insurance company, if and when they need to, can screw you. Brian, thanks so much for taking the time this morning. Thanks for calling. 9:51 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a traffic update on a snowy morning with John Turk.
It is, Dave, but luckily none of that stuff is going to stick to the pavement. That's what they're saying anyway, the meteorologists. Duke got a new crash southbound I-25 around 20th Street. It's on the left-hand shoulder. Delays back past I-70. Also still a little heavy coming out of Northland and Thornton, 104th to 84th on southbound 25. Stop and go still, though, from Bellevue to Yale on northbound I-25. That's due to an earlier crash there at Yale. Light flurries, drizzle, and scattered rain showers coming down around Denver. Still have some patchy fog down south near Castle Rock and in the foothills. Also may have some icy conditions on I-70 in the high country. Forecast, chance of snow and areas of drizzle in the a.m., then snow likely this afternoon. Accumulation, maybe 1 to 2 inches, mainly in the grassy areas. Look for a high around 39, right now 36 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Dreaming about replacing your old hot tub? CalSpas will take that old clunker and give you up to $3,000 off a new in-stock hot tub. They'll even haul away your old hot tub. For value, quality, and selection for over 20 years, it's CalSpas.
Listen to some of the reasons why thousands of employees have reported software piracy to the Business Software Alliance.
How can I tell my son not to steal and then go to work and upload illegal software because my boss told me to? I have a problem with that, so I reported it to the BSA. I have no regrets.
Report software piracy confidentially, and you may be eligible for rewards of up to $1 million. Visit www.nopiracy.com. Otherwise, call 1-888-NO-PIRACY. Also, you can use Bing or Google and simply input BSA.
Series on Rocky Mountain PBS, Our Energy Future. With limited oil supply and demand for energy rising along with population growth, some say we're on a collision course. Can alternatives like wind, solar, even nuclear save the day? On the eve of an international conference here in Colorado, experts make their projections. The discussion happens Friday night at 7:30 on Rocky Mountain PBS Channel 6. Weigh in anytime at rmpbs.org. Colorado State of Mind, Friday night at 7:30 on Rocky Mountain PBS.
Does joint pain get in the way of your day? Does pain keep you from doing things you enjoy? If you have hip or knee pain, the pain you feel may be caused by arthritis. A clinical research study is evaluating an investigational drug to see if it can help reduce hip or knee pain from arthritis. You may qualify if you're at least 18, have hip or knee pain, and take medications like Aleve, naproxen, or Celebrex for your arthritis. Other criteria may apply. As a qualified participant, you will see a study doctor to discuss your pain. All study-related care is included, and no insurance is required. Consider volunteering today. Call 1-877-500-4617. That's 1-877-500-4617. 1-877-500-4617. Or visit paintrial.com.
Mortgages should be illegal because you're getting robbed every month. For example, if you have a typical $200,000 30-year mortgage, you're going to end up paying over $400,000 after interest. That's almost a quarter of $1 million that you could be putting into your pocket instead of the bank's. I want to send you a powerful free CD to show you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth System. My proven system can eliminate your mortgage and all your other debts using just the money you already make. That's right, no credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage. It's easy, it works.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
Stop getting robbed of your money and your future. Call now and I'll rush you a free CD today. Call 1-800-535-7676 for your free CD. Call 1-800-535-7676. 1-800-535-7676.
9:55 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're finishing up our discussion about health care. Tomorrow on the broadcast, Glenn Greenwald of Salon to talk to us about the Patriot Act, Christy Harvey from the Center for American Progress, and then the two Coloradans who just won Time Magazine's Green Hero Award. And then check this out. On Monday, we're going to have Peter from Peter, Paul, and Mary on the show. I was pretty psyched about that. Let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Terry in Denver. Terry, you're on AM 760.
Hi, Dave.
Yes.
Hey, this is Terry in Denver. Really enjoy your sitting in for Jay. It's been really good. And I want to say, as a progressive, and as I would call myself really a populist, we're small business people here for 30 years in the trucking business, and I am totally behind everybody being in the pool philosophically and understanding how that brings costs down. However, this mandate would be the first federal mandate that would ever say, ever, to my understanding, now you know more about history probably than I do, but that would ever say you had to buy from a private, most likely for-profit company.
Yes,
and I am totally as populist as a progressive
and that's the problem.
To that.
And here's what I said. And there's two, just to correct you a little bit. There are state mandates, I think in every state, that you have to buy insurance for your car. So there is a precedent for this. Now, the question is, my point is, if you're going to have a mandate, which is a pretty bold move, you need to also have a public option. A mandate without a public option, I agree with you, Terry, that's unacceptable, completely unacceptable. Then you're forcing me only to buy from a private oligopolistic or monopolistic corporation. The issue is, if you're going to have a mandate, you've got to have a public option. If the government's going to use its power to force you to buy insurance, and I think everybody needs to have insurance, but if there's going to be a mandate, then the government should also be willing to say, hey, we'll provide you with a publicly run option. You don't have to be in the public option, but you're going to have a choice of it as a bargain, right? That's the bargain. If we're going to force you, we'll at least give you also this extra choice. Without that, you're right. The mandate is absolutely unacceptable. It's a violation of our freedoms. Thanks for the call. All right, again, tomorrow, Glenn Greenwald, Christy Harvey, and the Coloradans who won Time Magazine's Green Hero Award. Stay warm.
Attention homeowners, President Obama just passed the Homeowner Affordability and Stability Plan. If you own a home and you're having trouble making your payments or facing foreclosure, we can help. Call the U.S. Loan Assistance Center at 800-590-5390. We now have the ability to stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties, take your adjustable rate mortgage to a fixed rate, and reduce your mortgage payment to as low as 2%.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the U.S. Loan Assistance Center was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Simply call 800-590-5390. Again, that's 800-590-5390. If you're having trouble paying your mortgage, call the U.S. Loan Assistance Center today at 800-590-5390.
You don't need equity or good credit. You just need to call 800-590-5390. Not available in all states.
Mario Solis Marriage.
Today on the Mario Solis Money Show, Charlie Rangel still under fire. Should he quit? We'll take your calls y mucho más.
Today at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN.